Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. Right. Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. It's so good to see everybody in the house tonight joining us here live in The Remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I do want to go ahead and give the call-in number. 646-522-711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked in. That's going to get you right over here to The Remix. And if you want to join us in chat, and I definitely would invite you to come on over and join us in chat. If you have not experienced The Remix and you have not experienced The Remix in chat, this would be certainly a great time for you to come on over and experience that with us. And all you have to do is go www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and you can come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix, everyone, and welcome for you joining us here in the platform tonight. Peace and greetings to you all. It is so good to see you guys in the house tonight, being here. If you're a guest, it's very simple. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and come right on in. Right on in. It takes just a few moments. You can get yourself locked up, locked in and locked up with us here in The Remix. Now, by the way, I know you guys are all out there and everybody wants to talk about the football game, right? No brainer. I didn't even watch it, but let me start by saying this. I knew the Seahawks were going to win. So congratulations to them winning the Super Bowl. No, I'm not a big fan, but I knew they were going to win. It just made sense. But anyway, so now, this is what I want to tell you guys. Tonight, we're going to be talking about working with your spirit guides, one of your favorite subjects and one of mine as well. We'll be talking about that. And, just so good to have everybody in the house tonight, Remix family. We do have some things that we're going to cover before we get ready to dance, before we get ready to move around and just kind of do what we do here. So I see everyone getting themselves situated on the phone lines. Also, guys, getting yourself situated in the chat room. I do want to remind you of this, is that for those of you who have smartphones or you have access to the Android market, many of you have lots of tablet, lots of things connected with Google. And one of the things I want to remind you is don't forget to go over and pick up GIF. A GIF I've given out many years ago, which is the Remix app. It is an app that keeps directly connected in the Remix. You can store it on your tablets, your smart devices. You can put on your smartphone. You can download it straight from the Android market, and it is a GIF. So it is a divine GIF. That means it doesn't cost you a thing. You just go over to the Android market, put in the Remix, and then also put in Miss Blue, remix with Miss Blue, and you will see the epic, famous remix logo that is recognized all over the world. You will see it there, and you'll be able to download it to your phone. Yes, I want you guys to get that. I get your messages because you can send an email message directly to me from the app. You can go straight over, and you can go to the Know Your Magic line. It has a direct connection. And even what I love about this, the brother Mark put this together, Mark Wilder, and you'll see his information there. So if you guys have businesses or you have things that you're trying to promote, maybe you're even just trying to promote yourself, he does all of this cool stuff, and he does it you know, very, very reasonable for anybody, and the brother is simply amazing. And you'll see him here, Mark Wilder. He's been a guest on the remix as well. And we have to have him come soon. But you can go over there. You can see the remix app. And the way he designed this, even if you don't have Twitter, because I know some of you guys feel about social media, you kind of want to take a step back and don't want to be so connected. How the message goes out, you have the app, you can see it. How cool is that? So it's a lot of great things. If plus it keeps you locked into the remix, so you could be anywhere you want to be. And when you see the remix, all you have to do is scroll down. Many of you use it as your oracle, and you just decide what you need for yourself, whether it be in the morning, the evening, or whenever it is. And you scroll that up, and you stop at the show that is close to you. Oh, I am feeling the love in the house, as always, with the remix family. You guys are sending hearts everywhere to each other, to myself, and know that I send that love back to you in a genuine way. So I want to remind you guys about that, and so you can stay connected to the remix. The other thing I want to say is I want to give a big, 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 big shout out to all the remix listeners, all the remix family members. I get your emails on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes it's a little difficult for me to catch up, but know that I read every single email. I will be honest, I am a couple of months behind. I am really working to respond to all of you, and to get there is just so many emails. And, you know, who cares about that, Miss Blue? Just answer the damn emails, and that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what I'm going to be doing. I will be answering the emails because that's what's most important. So I want to keep it 100, even with myself. Yeah, even myself. I got to say that. Who cares, Miss Blue? Just answer the damn emails, and I will. I will be answering those emails, but I do want you guys to know that I do read every single one of them, and we are working to make sure that we do get an answer and response to all of those emails. So tonight, working with your spirit guides, I'm really excited to talk about this, but I have some exciting news that I just want to tell you guys. It's just amazing. Big shout out as we start, and much love, of course, to the whole Remix family, and big shout out to Self-Invested. Where is my bell? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Got to ring that bell. This is for all the new people who are becoming self-invested. Want to send much love to you, to everyone out there who is self-invested. We had a power weekend again, as always, in self-invested. Dr. Yu, who was actually a guest on the Remix Show Friday night, he came and dropped it and just gave an amazing share here in the Remix Friday night. And then he showed up and showed out when we got together in Self-Invested. Dr. Yu was there. We were so blessed to have his presence, and we were talking about herbs and all kinds of magical things, and just really how to get into holistic healing. A very, very divine share. So big ups to all the self-invested, everyone in self-invested who were there, who's self-invested, that got to hear that share with Dr. Yu. It was so amazing. And definitely much love to our brother Dr. Yu, who has been a part of the Remix family for eons, we could say, and just so powerful in his work. If you guys are not familiar, one of the things I would encourage you to do is to go back and download. You can find the shows with Dr. Yu. You can find the shows of tonight and any of the other shows. You can go to iTunes, download it directly to your iTunes device or that support iTunes, and you can listen. You can listen from coming here on Blog Talk Radio / the remix, and you can download it straight to your computer. You put it on your MP3 devices. You can put it on your smartphone. You can get the remix app and go straight to the remix radio, or you can listen straight from your computer. You can listen right here on the remix. But however, I just encourage you to download, because so much information there, and it's timeless. This is one of those spaces that we do step outside of space and time when you come in the remix. So you can listen to a show from 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and just really be able to find the magic in it. So I would encourage you guys to do that. And then next, of course, I want to give a big shout out to all the amazing sisters in the priestesshood. Much love to all the priestess out there. You guys know that I have been working with a group of extraordinary women from all around the world, and they have been in what we are calling our modern day priestesshood, where we get together and we really begin to understand all of those modalities of when it comes to energy. How to begin to work with energy, how to begin to help. What is so unique and special about these group of women? Now, you guys know that what I do, I know, I'm not guessing, I'm not thinking, that absolutely every single one of us can do. And that has always been at the heart and the core of what I'm doing, is that I know that we all can do this, every single one of us. What's so special about the priestess? Is these are individuals who have really taken upon themselves to know that this is a part of their life's work. This is a part of their life's work, and this is what they are committed to helping themselves, those who love them, their family members, and just all of us who is a part of this amazing, wonderful journey with that same love as well, too. You see, so that's the beautiful thing. That is the most beautiful thing there is. And so they have been putting in a lot of work, like a lot of work of really doing this. And you'll be getting a chance to connect with them, and they'll be coming on more and even doing some readings. Many of you have already made your agreements with me that these are the priestess that you would like to have. You know, we are really moving in a time where the support system that we give to one another and all of our very, very divine work that we've come to the planet is something that we can share amongst ourselves. So how cool is it? How amazing is it to have somebody who just has that love and that passion and everything in their heart to be working with one of these very, very, very divine individuals? So much love to all of my priestess out there that are doing the work and doing it in a big way, and to all of you who are supporting them. So much love. All right, you guys. So tonight, let's talk a little bit. Wait, I forgot. I got some more stuff to tell you guys. Gosh. Okay, so here we go. I got some exciting things that I need to tell you guys. First thing, I want to remind you that it's Sunday night, and I want to say thank you to everyone who has downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and you're working with that. So that's amazing. I thank you guys for that, and know that you too can do that. If you're someone, we have a lot of new listeners, and you're trying to figure out, where do I start? Where do I begin? You know, what are some of the things for me to begin doing? Or maybe you're someone who's been knowing your magic for a long time, knowing your purpose for a very long time, or maybe you're just looking to add something different to your toolbox of life, of helping you grow up on Earth. The Know Your Magic audio workbook is designed for that. It is a workbook, so it does require you to energetically put your energy in it. It is 4 hours of me taking you through all different sections of how you can begin to know your magic. So everything from understanding your energy to how to do you a dream dictionary, sending out a cosmic orgasm into the universe that the world will never forget. And also just understanding how to really get into your energetic body and knowing your magic to the fullest. I get so many stories every day from brothers and sisters who've worked through the book. Some of you are telling me that you've stayed on one particular part that's been so helpful in your life when you were at the beginning. So you may be on part one, and you don't have to do this in order. It's very intuitive. So you're going to know exactly which part of the Know Your Magic audio workbook is great for you to work with. And so you can pick it up and do this. People have started businesses from working with it. They have really been able to heal themselves from health issues that are going on and all kinds of cool, amazing stuff. If you want to find out more, all of this is available in the show notes. You just go to www.msloublast.com and you'll be able to find it right there. And that's amazing. The other thing I want to remind you is the Know Your Magic deck, Oracle Psychic deck. If you don't have one of them, I don't know where on the planet you've been, but you definitely need to get yourself over and see what other, because it's been around the world again and back again. And it's one of those things I'm very, 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 I don't even know if the word is proud, but it's something that I love and I want to work with. And it's a powerful deck that I've worked with a brother and a sister, the brother dark and the sister pure, feminine energy, the artwork based on the channels that I got. And it's just a truly divine deck. And everyone who's worked with it, whether there are others who have work with the deck work with the deck. If you are a reader, maybe a tarot reader, oracle reader, you deal with angels or you've been doing this work. I have those I consider to be my elder that works with the deck and many different modalities of healing, teachers, psychologists, mothers, fathers, children, babies, you know, people who know their magic makers all over the world working with this deck. And so I invite you to go and take a look at it. So peace and love to you guys. I want to get that out there. We have so many new people and I get those emails and they're like, I hear you mention this and I hear you mention that about the deck and about this. What is it? So this is a great time to take opportunity, take a look. Tonight we're going to be talking about working with your spirit guides. I want to talk about the inspiration behind this show. We're going to talk about some other goodies as we continue, but really the inspiration is because just about every single show, and you guys hear it because you're here, the remix listeners, somebody asked the question, how many spirit guides do I have with me? I get asked that question tons of times. I get it in emails, you know. I get it in emails. I get phone calls about it when I'm in a session and I'm doing readings. This is it. How do I connect with my spirit guides? Are my spirit guides the same as gods and goddesses? What roles do ancestors play? Are they the same as my spirit guide? These are some of the questions we're going to begin to answer tonight. Plus, I'll also be taking your calls tonight, and we'll be talking about that. We'll do what we do, remix style, because we definitely have fun while we're doing this, growing up on Earth and just continuing to evolve ourselves and all kinds of things. So, this is just so amazing, you guys. So this is what inspired the show because I get so many requests for this. And so we're going to talk about this and really go through it. I'll explain, you know, basically what the spirit guides have told me, what I've seen in my work and research. And we'll be able to share these experiences and you guys will be able to just share your experiences with me as well, too. So that's always a wonderful thing. So yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So good to see everybody in the house tonight. Whoa, I see you guys on the phone lines. I see you guys on the phone lines. Beautiful thing. The other thing I want to talk to you about, I want to talk about this, that there is going to be a very, very, very special day that's coming up. We're in the month of February, and this is a special day that's going to be coming up on the 22nd of February. The 22nd of February. I want you guys to mark that down. It's on a Saturday. It's a Saturday, the 22nd of February. We are going to be doing a very special one-day event. Now, let me preference that and tell you what this event is about. This event, we're only interested in really having certain individuals come to this event. And I want to kind of throw this out there to you guys so I can see where you stand with it. So the question I want to ask you, if you're in the chat room, I want you to put up a heart. And if you are listening, no matter what device or where you're listening from, and we're going to give our international shout in just a moment, I want you to put up a heart. If you know someone who loves themselves. So I just kind of want to see who knows someone who loves themselves. Oh, look at all the hearts floating up. So it could be anyone. It could be you. It could be somebody you know. If you know someone who loves themselves, like they truly love themselves, look at all the hearts. This is amazing. See, we knew that this was going to be very, very special. I'm going to give the international shout out because I think this is important for all who is listening to this at this precise moment while we're here in the present. So we're going to give the international shouts out because I always know when we hear international callers, whether they call in or email me or I'm connecting with them in a session, I know sometimes because of the time difference and because we're on different continents, you know, how challenging that can be to get up sometimes. So listening to us live right here in the show is... Indonesia, we have Suriname, we have Hungary listening, Dominican Republic, Afghanistan, Bermuda, Ethiopia, Nepal, we have Argentina, Bangladesh, Ghana is listening, Hong Kong is in the house, we have Denmark in the house, Saudi Arabia is in the house, Chile is listening, woot woot, big ups to Mozambique. In the house tonight, Egypt is listening tonight. Spain is in the house. Italy is here. We have Greece on board. Switzerland is in the house. India, the UK is here. Canada is here. Kenya is here. The United Kingdom definitely is here. Turkey is in the house. We also have Amsterdam in the house tonight. The Netherlands is in the house tonight. Germany is listening. The Bahamas is listening. A big audience from South Africa listening. Australia is listening in the house tonight. We have Greece listening. We said Greece already. Greece is here. The Philippines is here. Trinidad is here. And Malaysia. So, and a couple of other countries that I can't say their name, but you are here. And we are just so glad that you're in the house tonight. I don't want to butcher it, but the love is there. And we want to send the love back out to you as well as all of us who are listening here from all the United States here. So it's always beautiful to have the international family listening. So you guys know who loves somebody who loves themselves. And I'm feeling that. Well, we're doing a very, very special workshop, a one-day workshop on the 22nd for those who love themselves. It's going to be me and Brother Bilal. And so we're going to be doing this workshop. This workshop is going to be powerful. We're not going to talk to you typically about what's talked about during this time of the year. We're not going to talk to you about finding love. We're not going to talk to you about, you know, how to change, how to make yourself different. We're not interested in that. We're interested in individuals who love themselves. So if you can find a piece of you who love yourself, that's what we're going to be building on. That's the position we're coming from. No more of this tearing ourselves down. It is about those of us. We've done a lot of work, and we have been here to really connect with our energetic bodies, our higher selves, and everything that's connected with us. And you'll be hearing more about this workshop. I am going to let out a special little message. For those of you who are self-invested, that's going to be one of our very special gifts for you. You will get to attend the workshop as a gift from us. How cool is that? It's always good to be self-invested. So how cool is that? So self-invested will be able to attend as a gift from us. So all of you who are self-invested, big ups for being self-invested, because it's going to be amazing. So look for in the next coming weeks to hear more about this. I don't want to let all the goodies out the bag, but this is definitely going to be something. Now, this is really going to be love. It's going to be the seven layers of affection, and we're going to be talking about these seven layers. Now, many of you have attended the Epic Soul Body Workshop that we did. When did we do that? Last year sometime? That was really out of this world. Well, we're taking it, and I don't even like to say this, to a whole new level. But we really are taking this to a whole new level. It's going to be about love and the seven layers of affection. And so, you guys, here's what I want you to do. If you're interested and you want to be a part of this, and one of the cool things is if you're not there, there may be, and I don't even want to make a promise, there may be a way that we can send it to you afterwards if you cannot be present on the 22nd. But you do want to make sure that you reserve your spot because we are only going to take so many. It is not necessarily a replay. We're not going to do a replay, but this is going to be for those who are a part of the workshop. If you cannot be there, then we will ensure that you get all of the documentation and all of the digital love that's going to come with it. So you want to send an email over to question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and you want to put love in the subject line. I need to have this because so much goes on over there. Sometimes we are just really, you know, just takes a moment. So I want you to put love in the subject line, and then I want you to put the request there that you are requesting information about the love workshop, the seven layers of affection. So put that in there, and that you're requesting information and that you're interested in being a part. So that's going to be key, that you're interested in being a part and that you do love yourself or you know someone who loves themselves. So I definitely want you to put that in there. Send those emails over there. Oh, wow. Emails coming in now. Beautiful. So send that email there. And again, the 22nd, you guys, and you'll be able to do that. The email address is the same. And you guys know, it's the same email address that you send your correspondence for me, but I'll put it in the chat room. It is question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Yeah, yeah. This is not going to be your traditional love workshop. You know, please know that we don't deal with the box. There's no box. We're so far out of that, that is not there. But it definitely is going to be simply amazing. I can assure you of that. And, yeah, I can definitely assure you of that. So I wanted to tell you guys about that as we get ready to get into the share. So welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix. Man, tonight we're going to be talking about working with your spirit guides, and I'll be taking your calls again tonight as well. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're in an international country and you're trying to call in, it's a couple of ways you can do it. You can Skype in, which is always cool, or you can dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711 and get on the line. And you can also come on over to chat. We would love to have you in chat. Just come on over to chat, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, is how you're going to get into chat. And come on in. The Remix family will make you feel right at home. Esther is in the chat, the other host for The Remix. I'm here. The whole Remix family is here. We're all here. We're all in chat. Everybody's over here. So it's just a beautiful thing. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get ready to move around as we do and get into the share.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. Welcome to Remix. I just noticed today is February the 2nd, 2014. So we got a 2-2-2 going on. We got a lot of twos going on right here. So, yeah, beautiful energy, just beautiful energy. All right, you guys. All right, so we're going to hear this. We're going to hear this. One second, you guys. Thank you guys for your patience so much. Oh, give me 1 second, you guys. 1 second here. 1 second. We're going to get some music. I want you to stand up. That's what I want you to do. Stand up. Get yourself up. If you stand up, you know, get out of bed. Get off the couch. You know, stand up. So we can kind of move around and we can kind of move around a little bit as we get ready to listen to some music here. And we'll be getting right to that and then getting into the chair. It's just so good to be in the remix. It's Sunday night, you guys. I don't know about what part of the world you're in. Good morning, good night, as Griffin from Jamaica always says. But good morning, good night, you guys. I hope you're warm. I hope you're in a piece of love and a piece of joy. But we're going to listen to this song. I want you guys to get up. I want you to move around. I want you to just kind of get your energy in that space as we get ready to get into the share.
Ain't no smiling faces.
Oh, you guys know how much I love that song, The Staple Singers, and Pops, I'll Take You There. So tonight, we're going to be talking about working with your spirit guides. And again, the reason I decided to do this show is because I got so many requests, and there's not a show that goes by, there's not an email that don't come in, somehow someone doesn't say that they want to know about the spirit guides and who's working with them and why. Now, I've been a little reluctant to do this show, and I'll tell you guys why. It's because it can be confusing. So what we're going to be doing here on this show is we're going to be taking something that can be extremely complicated, and we're going to simplify it so that we don't get all crossed up about the word spirit guide. And you guys will really get a clear understanding about what I mean when I say, Miss Blue, your spirit guides. And so first, I want to talk about a couple of things. Where's where the confusion comes in? So I want to give you clear understanding based on my work, what the spirit guides, what the ancestors, what the gods and goddesses have spoken and told to me and my own spirit guides and through my own personal experience I have come to understand. And we're going to start. We're going to start at a place that's close to my heart, and I know that's close to many of you guys' heart too. And we're going to start talking about the ancestors. So what's the difference? Because I hear that a lot. What's the difference between ancestors and spirit guides? Are they the same thing? What's the difference between gods and goddesses? Are they the same thing? Is one greater than the other? Any of those? Are they the same thing? Well, we're going to go ahead and get some clarity on that and begin to talk about it. So first, we're going to talk about the ancestors and how I see the ancestors. The ancestors are family members who has crossed over to the other side. I do not see the ancestors the same as the spirit guides. Your ancestors are individuals who have lived on the earth plane. They've lived here on the earth plane. So they are really, really good when it comes to working out situations. If you're having problems with your father or your mother or understanding your family soul group, this is a question sometimes many people ask, like, how did I get born into this family that I'm in? The ancestors can help with a greater understanding. In fact, they have told me that they love helping in these situations. And who better to help you than someone who truly, truly understands what it means and feels like to be a part of your physical bloodline in your family. So your ancestors are excellent for helping with that. A very, very powerful pantheon group of individuals who have lived, walked on the planet. They understand a lot of things that you're going through, particularly when it comes to dealing with your family and family members, because they understand that, because this is a part of what they've lived. In fact, the same blood, physical blood, that runs through you runs through the ancestors. And so this is why we always say we are the ancestors, you know, because we really have some of the same energetic makeup on some levels exactly as those ancestors. So that's important to know, that when we're talking about ancestors, that what kind of separates that difference for them and the ancestor. So is my grandfather a spirit guide? Your grandfather is an ancestral guide. And this is how I see the difference in that. Your grandfather can be an ancestral guide to you. And this is very important that we make this connection with them, because they really, really have so much information that they can share with us and also that we can share with them, especially those of us. I hear it all the time from ancestors who have crossed over to the other side, that they are also learning from you as well as you learning from them. And this is what's helping the physical bloodline really evolve itself into different places. You may have witnessed me saying to someone, I see your grandfather. You understand? It's always connected to a family issue. You'll notice that when I'll say, I see your father here. I see your mother. I see your grandmother. I see someone who's like an uncle to you. This is your uncle. Or maybe a child who has passed on. They are connected to family issues. You can go back and you can listen. You will always see that to be true. And they come and they really kind of step forward and really begin to give that ancestral guidance when it is those type of situations going on. It doesn't mean that you cannot receive help from gods and goddesses or even your spirit guides when it comes to family issues. But this is definitely where this energy is. So whether it be your mother or whether it be your father, it may even be your husband or your wife who has passed on or even a child, all of these things, when it's connected to family, they love helping in these type of situations. So this is what I mean when I talk about ancestors, you see? That's why you may call... excuse me, you guys. You know, this may be one of the things that you guys really, really should really work on tapping into. And it's a powerful thing for you to tap into concerning your grandfather or your grandmother. The reason I pause there is because I'm pulling up all of this energy and I see a whole bunch of people from the other side who are you guys' ancestors listening to the show tonight trying to send me messages while I'm doing the show. So just a little inside Miss Blue World right there of what just happened. And there's someone out there, there's a grandfather out there trying to send a serious message to someone, and I'm sure they'll get it tonight. Okay, so now let's go on. Now that we have a clear understanding of what comes to ancestors, what that ancestor is, and how I really kind of show that, how I really express that, and how I work with the ancestors, and what they've told me their role is, their ancestral guides. Okay, so let's talk about the gods and goddesses. This is also one of my favorites. I love this, the gods and goddesses, and it's always a beautiful energy to work with. Gods and goddesses are template energies. They're archetypal energies, some who move between different universes. This is very key. Because some of the gods and goddesses, as we know, dealing with our ancestors, going back to ancient Kemet, who has risen themselves to the god-goddess level, has physically walked the earth. And then some of them have never been to the planet Earth. So gods and goddesses, really, they're archetypal energies and template energies. I'll explain a little bit more about what that means. Some who move between universes, not just our universe we're in, but other universes as well. And some of them who are not familiar with this universe. So we'll talk about how you can connect with these gods and goddesses who have never been in this universe before. We're going to talk about that. So in the sessions, there are some sessions that I do that I give the clients, I give you guys, gods and goddesses who came to the planet with you. So let me tell you what I mean when I say gods and goddesses who were with you when you came to the planet. The gods and goddesses who have come with you when you came to the planet, these are the ones that you have entered into an agreement with. And you have said to them, hey, you know, we're going to, when I incarnate back on the planet Earth, I really want to connect with you. These particular gods and goddesses who have connected with you when you've come to the planet, they stay with you throughout this whole incarnation that you're here on the planet. So how you can begin to see these gods and goddesses, lots of the attributes they have, you also embody these energies also. We can look at some of our traditional systems, particularly coming out of Africa and also coming out of Asia, and there's different rituals and there's different understandings of where they will tell you what gods and goddesses are connected to you. So it's many ways that you can get to this information. You can either come on it by doing your own research and working with gods and goddesses. services and finding the ones you've connected with. Perhaps you've had a reading with me or have a reading with me where you can find out the gods and goddesses. Maybe you've been a part or are a part of some of these traditional systems, and they have told you what your god and goddess head is and how you connect with that particular energy. So these are templates energies. These are archetype energies, which means that a lot of their attributes, you have those attributes within yourself. And you guys will see this time and time again once you begin to do those researches. This is why when you hear this statement, and you'll hear this statement a lot, think about this, all of the gods and goddesses live within you. So that's where that statement comes from, because you really are able to channel and connect with their energy through yourself, because those template energies are already sort of kind of coded into your spiritual DNA, if you will. You kind of made an agreement. Now, it doesn't mean that if someone does tell you who a particular god or goddess is, that you can't work with them. That's not what it means. But gods and goddesses are archetypes. They're template energies, and you're able to be able to work them. And we can say the same thing about demons, about angels, about fairies. They all kind of go into that pantheon there. Okay, so that's what I mean when I say gods and goddesses who are with you at this particular time. So that's the difference. So now, let's talk about spirit guides. Spirit guides, on the other hand, live outside of this universe. So let's talk about them. And they are with you when you come to this dimension as well. So one of the things, we make agreements coming to Earth. And one of those is to have assistance from our spirit guides, who are not connected to us in a bloodline sense, and they are not connected to us, in most cases, in a soul group sense. Why is this important? Because they're able to take a different perspective of being able to assist you and also understand, in most cases, what it feels like to be living on the planet Earth. Most of our spirit guides that we have, and particularly in the time that we're at this time, our spirit guides, most of them have lived on Earth at one time or another. They have been on Earth. So that's important, because a lot of times when you hear messages or you get a connection from your spirit guides, it's going to be a connection that really kind of wakes you up. The messages that you hear from your spirit guides are going to be the one that you never forget. You're never going to forget that when you heard that voice whisper to you that said, run. You're never going to forget that voice that told you, if you don't stop doing what you're going to do, then something bad is going to happen. You'll never forget that voice that says, all you have to do to put out the fire is to use your energy and channel it and pull it down. You're never going to forget those voices. You're never going to forget those situations when your spirit guides are working with you. So let's talk about the role of the spirit guide, because it's a little different than ancestors and even the gods and goddesses and other template energies. Like I said, most of your spirit guides have lived on Earth at one time or another, so they understand what it feels like to be a human being. You understand? So they understand these things. A lot of times they will come when there has been some sort of emotional trauma. Sometimes they will show themselves. If you're a child and you've gone through extreme trauma, they usually will show themselves up. They will also come in very, very happy times and also marker times. And so their role is not to lead your life or even to make decisions for you. They don't do that at all. They are your ride or die chicks and brothers that is riding and dying with you. Whatever you decide to do, you still have your free will, and you do not have to listen to what your spirit guides are saying to you. I'm going to give you a situation, even for myself. I often joke, if you guys have heard my earlier shows, my son has been much, much more conscious for me than me, way before I was conscious. And I had an opportunity to really connect myself consciously, even though I had a lot of these things. And I told you guys about how scary my ass used to be, because I used to see things as a child and all kinds of crazy things used to happen to me. And I really tried, like many of you, try to push this energy down, block it out, and do everything to not listen to it and not be a part of it, because it was a lack of understanding. But I had an opportunity to meet and engage and connect myself with all kinds of people, all kinds of people. I still had my free will. I had my free will that I've had some individuals who stood before me who were Buddhist monks, had opportunity to talk to people who came from many different spiritual backgrounds that I could have connected with at a time very, very early in my life. But I, because I was operating in my own free will, did not. So spirit guides are not here to make decisions for you, and they're not here to live your life at all. What they do is they are the role of support. You make an agreement with your spirit guides before you come to planet, and this is how I see it anyway, before you come to planet, the planet Earth, because I agree that no one leaves here, you know, that's a part of our agreement, and no one comes here by accident, that this is one of the hardest places to be in the universe. And I have been told this by spirit. This is one of the hardest places to be. But it is one of the places that we continuously evolve ourselves. It is a great place, planet Earth, for learning and growing. And so we make this agreement and have these spirit guides. It's a part of our life plan that we sort of kind of get, our spiritual life plan that we put together, to have this support system sort of kind of built in with us, you know, to come with us, to help us. And the main agreement is for them to offer support. Support with connections. Most of them live in another dimension. And what their role is to help you connect with being a multisensory being. That's what your spirit guides help you do. They help you to evolve yourself into becoming more multisensory, and they also help you with evolving yourself. So that's the role of the spirit guide. But they're able to look at things and able to really get a good understanding, because they've been human on Earth before. So they understand these things about being human. They understand what it feels like to be under pressure. They understand what it feels like to get to, you know, have the best thing in the world happen to you and be excited. They are your biggest cheerleaders in the world. They support you to the fullest. You understand? Because they are constantly in contact with your higher self, the part of you that knows and understands what is in the best interest for you and for everyone else. Now, working with spirit guides is something that I think is beautiful. And one of the things that is definitely key is that we must be very grounded in our bodies and in our spirits in order for us to do this. Because the role of the spirit guides is to bring information in the way that you become more whole, and that you're in a place of joy and you're in a place of harmony. Spirit guides do not cause self-destruction. I think this is important for us to hear. Spirit guides do not cause self-destruction. They simply do not. You understand? They do not cause self-destruction. One of the things I want you to start taking a look at, because this is going to help you understand even the role of yourself as being a spiritual being and even the role of a spirit guide, is that everything in the universe is made out of energy. Everything. Your body is made out of energy. Your organs is made out of energy. This space is made out of energy. In fact, this whole coming together is one big pulsing energy center. The remix is one big flashing, spinning, powerful wheel of light that is permeating light all throughout the universe and the different galaxies. This is energy. This exists because this is energy. This show is energy. And when you go back, whether you're listening to the show live or you're going back and you're listening to the show through the archives, this is why you can still be able to feel the energy, because everything is. All of this is about these energies. It's about us moving ourselves, you know, and understanding that we're not limited. We're absolutely not limited. Our aura is not limited. We can move through many dimensions, and we can connect through different planets because we are multisensory beings. Our spirit guides are with us throughout this entire process. It's important to get to know your spirit guides if you want to. One of the coolest things about spirit guides is they really don't care what you call them at all. You can call them absolutely anything you want. You can call them. And it's not sort of a one set number. Sometimes you guys ask me, you'll call in and you'll say, Miss Blue, how many spirit guides I have with me? And at one time you may have one, and at another time you may have another. I want you to go back and think about what I said. They are a support group. There's times in your life where certain things are going on and you may need a very strong support group. There's other times in your life that you need a support group, but you need one person to really focus and work with you one-on-one. There's been times that I've had one spirit guide with me that really stepped forward and said, hey, listen, Blue, I need to begin to work with you. The main thing that your spirit guides is going to be impactful in working with you is to help you evolve yourself and your consciousness according to your life plan. So your spirit guides are going to be the ones that tell you that you need to go somewhere and you need to focus on you. You need to stop being on Facebook. You need to not engage yourself in gossip. Your spirit guides is always going to be looking out for the higher part of you. They're going to encourage you not to look outward in this world, but to look inward. So you want to know when you've connected with your spirit guides, they're always going to turn you inward. Because that's their concern. That's their whole purpose. It's like having the baddest ass hype team in the world with you. They are there for you. They are not there for what your neighbor is doing. They're not there for what your man is doing. They're not there for what your children is doing. They're not there even for what your mother and father is doing. They're not there for what those people on your job who don't like you and don't support you are doing. They're not there for any of that. So this is when we can begin to find many answers. Spirit guides can help you when it comes to healing, really being able to energetically get into your body and learn. This is how I've learned so much about the body, able to do body scans and understand this through the help with my spirit guides. Your spirit guides do not do the work for you. That is not their role, but they are here to offer that assistance. But just like with any assistance, you must ask for the help. You must be open to receive the support. As human beings, we can't tap into that energy of our spirit guides because we truly are not open for that type of support, because there is an accountability that comes with that. There is accountability that comes with being multisensory, to being a multisensory being. And one of the main ways to begin to connect with your spirit guides is through your feelings and through your emotions. This is different definitely when they come in. You might have been in a deep meditation and you might have seen them. You might have done one of the many spirit quests that I've done here on the remix. And you might have gone to the place, because we've done a lot of spirit quests where I have taken you in and I've allowed you to meet your spirit guide. You're allowed to meet your spirit guide. You're allowed to go in front of them, to be connected with them, to see them there. Some of you have met them when you go to the astral plane at night when you're going to sleep. You've met your spirit guide, you know? Some of you have heard these voices throughout the years of your spirit guide. It is that solid voice. It is that solid voice, and you know distinctively. I know when I hear my spirit guides, it is different than me listening to my higher self. I know the first time I heard this bald-headed, brown-skinned brother talk to me that this was a spirit guide. This was a spirit guide. when I seen the woman come to me with her golden skin, and she was covered in gold, who doesn't really talk, but I watch her facial expressions, and I know exactly what she's saying. This is one of my spirit guides. Have been with me for a very long time, and I know when they begin to show themselves, what they show themselves up, I'm not worried, I'm not scared, because I know that they are here to support me. So your spirit guides, again, are really here to help you continuously evolve yourself according to your life plan's agreement of when you came to Earth. And they are about joy and harmony. If you're ever having a destructive conversation, and as human beings, we can be very destructive. You know, we talked about this in the show with Dr. Yu, where we talked about emotions and how emotional and destructive we can be as adults, particularly. This is where our children learn it from. Your spirit guides does not engage in conversations that are destructive. So it is important that you be grounded inside of your body and be inside of your spirit when you're working with your spirit guides, because your spirit guides are here to bring you joy and to bring you harmony while you're growing up here on the planet Earth. That is the role of the spirit guide when you're here. So what are some of the ways that you can connect with your spirit guide? Through meditation. And it's about just sort of kind of opening yourself up and asking for that particular help and support and asking them to step themselves forward. And they will. They'll step forward for you. You understand? They also will show up in certain cases. You know, I like to call them, you know, sometimes I notice that anyone before they've had to go to the hospital or they've been in an emergency situation, their spirit guide has come to them. And they'll say, I heard a voice that told me this. It was a sister who was talking to me. She said, I heard a voice, Miss Blue, and the voice told me that my husband was not going to make it. They knew their spirit guide came to help prepare them. Or they had a voice that said, don't worry about it. Your child's going to be okay. This is just going to be a tough time, but they're going to be able to make it. They've also heard voices that said, listen, it was a sister, I did a reading for her a few years back, and she told me that she was in the mirror, she was getting herself dressed, she was putting on her clothes, and she was enjoying herself, she was about to go on a date, and she said she looked in the mirror, and she heard a voice say, if you keep fooling with this brother that you know is out here doing all of these things, you're going to end up catching HIV and AIDS, dying. And she said she stopped. That stopped her. That was her spirit guide. That stopped her. That told her that. And so later, what she asked me inside the reading, she said, well, Miss Blue, that disease isn't real anyway. I said, well, we know that none of these things really exist, but when you're in a certain situation, we can manifest anything. And sure enough, what was happening is she knew he was sleeping with all of these women. A couple of them was pregnant. And she knew herself that she would do anything to get his attention. And he had really put her in some compromising positions of things she didn't want to do. And even though she felt very good when she was with him, her self-esteem was so low. And she said she remember one night after they had spent the night together, coming home the next day, getting in the shower, feeling dirty, even though this was the man that she had sat up all day waiting for him to call her to tell her to come over just so he could have sex with her. And she said, when I heard that voice, that was it. She said, I knew the voice in mind. I didn't know where it came from. I didn't know who it was. She said, but the voice was clear, and she seen the person clear and said, if you keep this up, this is what will happen. And she stopped. So spirit guides will tell you different things of this nature. A lot of times people will say they were about to get on an airplane, but something told them, don't get on that airplane. Don't go in there. See, our spirit guides also know that in our life plans that there are certain things that we're going to do. And so they do look out for you in that way if you're open to hear it. But here's the beautiful thing about it. you don't have to listen. You have free will. You know, I hear so many people talk about, well, something told me not to do that, but I did it. You know, I did it anyway. And that's the beautiful thing about it, because coming down here, there's absolutely nothing written in stone. You are operating in free will. But the beautiful thing, especially for those of us who are really interested in becoming in touch with who we are, connecting with our higher self, connecting with the divine energy, becoming multisensory, we have so many different things that we can work with. So whether they're ancestors, whether they're gods and goddesses, whether they're angels or fairies, or whether they're spirit guides, there is no one greater than another. They all serve a role, and they all serve a purpose. There is no, oh, well, I'd rather work with ancestors and not work with this. They're not in competition with each other. In fact, in many cases, they all communicate and speak with each other, and they recognize that, wait a minute, this is who needs to come and step forward. So sometimes in a session, I will tell you guys, this is who stepped up, and they want to work with you at this time. And whether it's your ancestors or gods or goddesses or whether it's your spirit guides, they say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let Yemenya get him, because this is who needs to work with him right now. This is where the energy is. And even us on Earth plane, there's another thing that the spirit guides and all of them have told me, is that they're not in no competition with each other at this particular time, that a lot of these things come into play. It's not that they're not real, but they come into play when they get into this dimension. Earth is one of the lowest and the densest realities we can be in here. So we're constantly in a state of really tapping into the true essence of who we are. So a lot of things down here on the earth planes, when we look at them through our physical eye, they look like they're in competition or conflict with each other. But I challenge everybody out there to really start to tapping into their higher self and really looking through their inner eye. This is why when we start to think about the East, and even coming out of the continent of Africa and even out of ancient Egypt, it was so important to recognize that place of the third eye. And so there were constant things that they began to do to put those different, whether it was crystals in that spot, whether it was the red dot, the bindi, or putting different jewels or different headdresses to really kind of accent that particular place. It was a reminder to them to never look at something as it is, but to begin to look at it through your higher self, where your spiritual eyes are, because the spiritual eyes can see things that the human eyes can never see. Absolutely cannot see. The other thing that I want you to know, that when we start to talk about spirit guides and gods and goddesses and ancestors, I want to start to talk about the different levels of dimension. Now, I don't want to get into the whole controversy about whether we're in the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, seventh dimension. Who cares? We know they're different dimensions. And all of these different dimensions are separated by different frequencies and vibrations. But 3 feet in front of you is where the spirit world can connect with you, and you're able to connect with that. That's how close energetically this is. Now, how could that be? Even though most people talk about 7 chakras or 12 chakras, or they talk about 7 aura fields or 12 aura fields, I want you to know that you are limitless, and so is your auras, and so is your chakras. All of these things are limitless. So it is with these different understandings, being multisensory beings and being able to tap into our true multisensory energy, that we're able to travel through other dimensions, and we're also able to travel through other worlds. Now, don't get me wrong. The purpose of that is not for you to not be present. That's the other role of the spirit guide. Your spirit guide is to help keep you grounded inside your physical body, inside this reality. Why is that important? Because this is where you have chosen to be. And we've moved into a time that literally, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I definitely know it for myself. I am in a completely different dimension. You know, sometimes people bring things to my attention. I'm like, I didn't know that was going on, nor do I even care. Because it's not inside my dimension. Now, if that's going on over there, I mean, I don't have anything to do with that. But what's happening now is that's what drops you out of different dimensions. That's what keeps you in this dense space. And when you can not see anything good, or you find yourself constantly in a struggle, in opposition, nobody likes you, you can't connect with things, things aren't working right in your life, everything is going awry or haywire, then I challenge you to really raise your frequency. Get into that space of tapping into your higher self, and you will see that things will disappear from your life. They will simply move away from you. It's nothing you have to do. They will do it on their own, because you're going to start to vibrate at a much higher frequency, and you'll be able to pull the energy around you that is in joy and in harmony, that is supporting you, because love is truly a universal frequency. And not only is it universal, but it's also multidimensional. And this is what really takes you on that escapade to transcend you out of one place into the other. So look and begin to look at your life and think about the spirit guides that have been with you, because I know every single one of you out there have had those situations when a spirit guide has come in contact with you and you've made contact with them. We have certain times that these gateways, these portals open up for us, just like you will hear when Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience come on, and he'll say there's a major gateway opening in the cosmos, in the universe. Well, we have gateways that open for us too. And a lot of these gateways, when our spirit guides come, sometimes you'll hear me talk about it here, it's a lot of spirit guides that are in there. And yes, we can translate some of this into this reality. Some of it we cannot. It just simply, I cannot put it into words, but I do my best. I put it into words to translate to you what it means, using different systems that are very powerful, that can help empower you. So whether it's numerology, by telling you the number, the colors, or telling you what they look like, giving you the visual, and to helping you make that greater connection with them. Some of it is not. But these gateways open. But what the gateways are opening for is that your spirit guides are there. This is an opportunity for you to evolve yourself. Evolve yourself. Not for you to stay. Because your spirit guides, if you decided to go do something very, very destructive, they're going to go with you. And they're going to do their best to remind you, check it out, this ain't what you came back here to do. Like, why you over here doing all this shit? Like, why you fooling with that? Why are you doing everything outside of yourself and you're not taking the opportunity to work and do these things on you? We already know that many of us have been here hundreds, if not thousands of lives. And so depending on what level your soul is at, this is also how your spirit guides assist you and help you too. So this is something that I really wanted to talk about, because like I said, this could be kind of complex. That's one of the reasons I didn't want to. It can be kind of confusing, but I really wanted to share with you guys about my work with the spirit guides, my work with the ancestors, working with all of you. To date, I've done over 30,000 readings, and sometimes I hear that, and it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing even to me, but each one of you on your journeys and what you're doing has really helped assist me on what I came back to the planet to do. So Know that your spirit guides are not forcing you to look outside yourself. Your spirit guide is not going to encourage you to force your will on anyone else. That is not what your spirit guide is here for. Your spirit guide is not going to cheerlead you in bullshit. They're not. That's not their role. Their role is really to help you and to build such a divine connection to help you so you can tap into being multisensory, helping to evolve yourself and really bringing you to the place of peace, joy, and harmony and staying in that frequency of love. Love is not something we need to learn or we need to gain. It is where we come from. It is who we are. It's when we start putting all kinds of other junk in that we can't find that. So that's how come sometimes that becomes difficult to locate. But it's not anything that you become or you do. It is what is. It crosses universes. It crosses dimensions. It crosses everything. And it is not the highest frequency here because it is a frequency. You don't need to rise to something you already are, but you do need to connect with it. Everyone is worthy of love. Everyone. But the first place that we must begin to recognize this is within ourselves. And this is what all of these template energies, what our ancestors are really encouraging us to do, and definitely our spirit guides. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I hope that brought about some good understanding when it comes to your spirit guides and working with them and sort of what their role is and their purpose is and how you connect with them. So this is really, really beautiful. So I'm going to open up the phone lines because I know you guys have some questions, and I definitely would love to hear from you. So 646-652-2711, whoa, is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. Oh, my goodness, so many of you guys on the phone line. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and I'm just going to kind of jump around here and talk and see, yeah? So working with your spirit guides tonight, that's what we're talking about. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 402. You're live in the remix.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Ms. Boo, this is Ray Mel.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said this is Ray Mel. I'm calling from Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Okay, greetings to you, Raymel.
Greetings. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Did you press? You press 1, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, I did press 1. Yes,
did
ma'am. I pressed 1. I want to know as far as like.
Question or you wanted to share something?
No, I just want to know my spirit guides that are aligned with me at this point right now.
Okay. You wanted to know how many spirit guides that are around you at this time, you said?
No, ma'am, more so just who it is, you know.
Well, you know, you have a total of 10 spirit guides that is around you at this particular time. So you have 10 spirit guides that are with you. And one of your spirit guides that is actually stepping themselves forward, this particular spirit guide is a man. He looks like he's about 34 years old. And he actually has lived somewhere in Asia. He looks like he might be from Asia somewhere because of what he's dressed and what he's wearing. And one of the main things that he is speaking to you about, and I know this has come up for you, and I want to see how this has come up for you, but he's talking a lot about what your true intentions are. And So this is something that a lot of situations are coming up where it's really he's been reminding you about what your true intentions are. Can you relate to that?
Yes, ma'am. I can.
Tell us how you can relate to that. You don't have to say yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, you know, from the South. With my intentions, I feel like right now I'm kind of, I wouldn't say lost, but searching for my next move. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you what he is suggesting. One of the things, and you may have come across some of this information, for you to start studying Taoism. Does that come into your
Taoism?
Path? Yes. So
okay.
About the things of Buddha and, you know, studying the Tao and understanding those different principles and really getting into a strong meditative practice.
All right. That's crazy. It's pretty crazy.
Why you say that?
Well, I've had a couple readings from you, and nothing has ever been said about Asia, you know what I'm saying? But for some reason, I've had a really strong urge to study. Like, I got some of, the cultivation of the male energy and the feminine energy?
Yeah.
Maotao Chiak or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
I have those books, but it was, I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I know it's pretty crazy in a good way, and I want you to see here, Ramil, because your spirit guide is coming up because he said this is what he has been telling you, that this is a part of where you need to look at this particular time for yourself. And so what I want you to think back is all those times that something has told you to pick up something from Maka Chia that deals a lot with Taoism, if you say it like that, or the Tao, dealing with those different principles, understanding about energy flowing in your body, which is about those meditative practice. This is your spirit guide that has connected with you, that is, has been telling this. So where you felt that and just didn't know what it was, like, where am I getting this from? Your spirit guide. So this is beautiful because you've already made a connection. So now what I would suggest that you do is maybe take yourself into a light meditation. We're going to do a meditation at the end if we get a chance tonight at the show. I'm going to try to do something live where I take everyone in and you get a chance to kind of connect with at least one or two of your spirit guides. So they will show up because they're all here. They're all standing around. I see all of these people. I'm like, oh, my goodness. They're like so excited that this show is going on at this particular time. So beautiful confirmation. I could not have had a beautiful first caller to open up the show for you to see truly how the spirit guides work, because that's exactly how they work. And so even though you may have your gods and goddesses with you, your angels and your ancestors, this one is the one that you sat down before you came to Earth and said, check it out. I need you to be in my support team to really kind of help me through difficult times. And he's doing his job. He's doing his job to guide you. You're listening without knowing you're listening, but now you have that confirmation. Beautiful.
Yeah, now I got no procrastination about it.
Well, beautiful. Well, definitely let me know how it goes. I would love to hear from you and hear how working with your spirit guides is going. Peace and love to you.
All right. Peace.
That was so beautiful. That was cool. I love it. Well, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 601. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Greetings.
This is Curtis from Mississippi.
Who is it? I'm sorry.
This is Curtis from Mississippi.
Okay. Greetings, Curtis from Mississippi.
I don't know. I want to share some things, and I got some questions.
Okay.
But I don't want to take up much time.
You can certainly share some things. You're not going to be, you know, talking for an hour or so, are you?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Curtis.
I called tonight because I don't have any, I don't know anyone else around my area to that I can share this with. I've gotten in touch with my soul, and I've been through meditation. I got in touch with my soul, and I've been having a conversation with my soul, been writing it down and so forth. And
yes.
One time during my meditation, this may sound crazy, but I've been I had had sex with this lady, and this probably went on for about about a month or so, and during the time I was having sex with this lady, well, you know how we men are, you know, when I was doing it from behind, she turned around. This was the only time I saw her face. She turned around, and guess who it was? This still blows my mind to this day. Medusa. And I didn't exactly know how to take it, but I said, this got to be a symbol or an image. So I went and looked up Medusa in the whole nine yards and so forth like that and found out exactly who she was.
Right, and, which was good. Which was good. And what did you find out about Medusa?
That she wasn't as bad as most people take her for. That she was a goddess with a lot of power. And I think it was it Diana that changed her or got angry with her or something like that, and turned her hair into snakes or something like that. Then she went to live with her sisters. But just the fact that she used to be a goddess of power is interesting. I still need to do some more research on that. But even in that, I said, look, I can't stay here and just have sex with this lady. I need to leave. I need to go on with my meditation. And she said real simply, well, here's the door right here. You can leave when you get ready. And I said, well, okay, I'll see you later. And I walked through the door, and it's like my joints, my meditation. I was floating down a dark a dark passageway. And that's where I'm in right now. I'm just continuing to flow down deeper into this dark passageway. But I just thought I'd share that because out of all the things that I've seen and heard through my meditation, that continued to stick out, and I'm continuing to thinking on and thinking about and find out what all this means when I saw Medusa in my meditation. I just thought I'd share that because I've been wanting to get that off my chest for a long time.
Yeah, that is really, really powerful. That's really powerful experience you had there. So do you feel you have a good understanding of that, or is that your question for me?
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good question. I don't have a good understanding of it yet. I just, you know, I'm just learning, just getting into it. It would help if you can give me some more information.
Well, I'll tell you exactly, because energetically, and by the way, when I'm working with you guys, I'm working with your ancestors, I'm working with your spirit guides, the gods and goddesses, and even your higher self. That's the position that I work from. So one of the things I'll tell you is that sort of experience you had with Medusa has a lot to do with your relationships and how they've been with women throughout your life. And that relationship really starts with your mother, and then that relationship really goes to your first love. And in those relationships, one of the things that is so for you is that you have sort of taken more of a passive role and not a dominant role when it comes to your relationship. Can you see that?
Okay, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Medusa is there experiencing it with you to let you know that you can have a woman who is with you, that supports you, that is powerful, but that is not dominating you. And that's not what you found to be true in your life. You've had women who have misused you. You've had women who have taken advantage of you and have abused you in some senses. Isn't that true?
I hadn't had many women, but the ones I have,
Yeah, well, sometimes that's enough. We don't want you to have a whole bunch of them. I would hope that that's not it. But one of the reasons that you didn't explore this more is because of what you suffered from it. So there's a part of you, there's a part of your higher self that really wants to find the goodness in women, that you can work in harmony with them, that you can sort of take your position and be free to be who you are, to think what you think and say what you say, and not have to get that back in the way that Medusa is able. So when Medusa told you, you can leave when you want, you ain't got to stay here, that's opening the door, allowing you to walk free, that knowing that you're not being held against your will. Because even in your relationship, you feel like there's signs that you want to leave, but you can't leave based on responsibility, based on what you're committed to. So this could be women in your life and even your mother. You feel this connection that somehow you're doing things based on obligation, not based on love. You having Medusa in a dominant position where you're having sex with her from the back really symbolize your masculinity that is fighting to come out, that's fighting to stand tall and say, listen, I'm the man and I can do these things. I don't need you talking to me like a child, and I don't need you abusing me and using me for sex. Because I want sex, it doesn't give you power over me. And what has happened in your relationships is that women has used sex to have power over you. And it's kind of caused you to go into a coward position, which is not who you are. But you do that out of submission. And so this dream is staying and weighing very heavily on your heart, because it's time for you to really take that upright position, really have Medusa, so to speak, symbolically of the woman in your life, and to be able to take control. And so that's what's being called upon you at this time. Stand up, take control, and even when it comes to sex, you may want to engage yourself in more of the dominant positions so that you can go ahead and make sure that you are projecting yourself. It doesn't mean that you're not a respectful man if you take a very strong position.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, that's cool. I never looked at it like that, but that's cool.
That's cool.
I can deal with that.
I know you can. I know you can. That's why Medusa said you can leave.
You crazy. Sometimes I'm the only conscious one right here in my family right here. And I don't want to leave my family and my children, because I love them all, my wife and so forth. But every now and then a little inkling comes, to my mind and says, I just go off and just leave for a year or two.
That's what I was telling you, that's a part of you that, and I want you to think about this. There's absolutely nothing wrong with feeling these urges to want to leave and want to go off because you are a responsible brother. So whether or not you're close to your children or not, you're still going to provide for them and take care of them. I don't really feel that's an issue for you. But I want you to really kind of listen to what I just told you, because these are the reasons why you want to leave, you know, because you feel that, you know, it's not even so much about your consciousness of where you are, but it's almost like you're in a castle and you're the king, but you're not allowed to wear the crown. You understand? And that's really what's being called on you at this time, is that you got to put the crown on. You understand? This is what your spirit guides are saying, the gods and goddesses and everyone is saying, is like, come on, nigga, put your crown on, man. That's your castle, you know? And be able to stand up. I will give you a goddess for you to begin to work with that really will help you to bring this energy out in you, and that's going to be the goddess Hetheru, H-E-T-H-E-R-U, Hetheru. That's going to be the goddess that for you to work with and to do meditation with and just to begin to connect with. Why a feminine energy as opposed to a masculine energy for you to work with? Because one of the things that definitely has to come back into your heart is the love for understanding feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And as you begin to love this energy and see the love and feminine energy, you're going to learn how to navigate it so much better, so much better. You're going to learn how to navigate this. You also have 8 spirit guides that are working with you, and oddly enough, you have a brother that is working with you, and he actually comes out of Mauritania. And I want you to do this, and the only reason I know Mauritania is because I did a lot of work in this particular region. So I can tell by his look and where he's from and some of the things he's standing next to that he is coming from Mauritania. I want you to do some research, because this particular brother carries a very strong warrior spirit, but a very gentle heart. And he is a leader, and he's one of the founding fathers of Mauritania. So I want you to just kind of channel some energy, you know, maybe do some research on the internet before you go to bed, go into a meditation, because I agree with you. You have a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous third eye. So I can see why it's difficult being around people who have not expanded their consciousness in that way. It can be challenging because you have all of these amazing things happening and no one to talk to, no one to really share the information with. But I want you to go into a meditation and really kind of pull this picture of this warrior up in your mind and really build a connection, sort of a brotherhood with him. And he will help you to bring out more of that energy within yourself, because he's the spirit guide that has stepped forward and said, check it out, I'm going to work with my brother. We're going to get that cat, that king, we're going to get the king, we're going to get that crown back on his head. And then I would say, give it some time. Don't make any hasty decisions, because you're in a time of transformation. Over the course of the next 4 months, everything will become more clear for you, whether you should stay, whether you should go, what's your next move and where you're going to go. But at least give yourself that opportunity to continue your work and keep evolving until you move to that next step.
Okay. How you spell that, Mauritania?
I have apps. You know Miss Blue can't spell. I ain't from none of these planets. I don't know how to spell it.
I work with.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, here go the smarty pants in the chat room. So let me tell you. Oh, I can't even say the sister name who gave it. But it's Mauritania. Mauritania.
Okay, I was close to it, but I'll check it out, see if I can get it.
I know you will. And what's important, like I said, I want you to use what is really working for you, and that is your meditation. Go back into that meditation and begin to pull that energy and just start to visualize yourself and seeing this brother from Mauritania. Make a connection, introduce yourself to him. He'll introduce himself to you, and you'll start to hear his voice even more and really just kind of supporting you as you go through this time of transformation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can do that. Sounds good.
All right, well, peace and love, and Make sure you let me know how it goes.
Okay, I'll let you know. Thanks.
You're welcome. Beautiful. Be loved. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 573. Live in the remix. Please tell us who's on the line and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello. Greetings. Greetings.
Davina.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Davina, Miss Blue.
Oh, Davina. Greetings, Davina.
Greetings, Miss Blue. I was wanting help with my spirit guide. I don't have any idea who they are.
Okay. So you was wanting to get some help to connect with your spirit guides. Have you attempted to kind of reach out to them, or are you just kind of in that place where you just want to know who's there or whatever?
Well, when I meditate, I do see, like, not so much when I meditate, but when I go to sleep at night, like, between falling asleep completely and just laying down, I kind of seen, I don't know if I would call it a vision, but I kind of seen someone last night when I went to sleep. It kind of looked like a, almost like a Joker face. Oh my gosh, it almost looked like me with a Joker face.
Well, you know, a lot of things happen when we lay down to go to sleep. A lot of things happen. We're really working with ourselves, and we're moving into those different places, and, you know, we're trying to get settled in our body so that we can leave our body and go to the astral plane and go to other places. One of the things for you that has been sort of one of those main things that's been going on in your life is that you kind of been struggling with a mask. And so what has happened is that you recently started to take the mask off. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you started to take the mask off, and it's been challenging. Because it's been a lot of situations where you could have compromised yourself, but you decided not to. A lot of things you could have went ahead and did, but you've chosen not to do because you don't want to wear the mask anymore. So what you were actually seeing was a projection of you. So it's uncomfortable, and it should have, because that's kind of how you looked. You still with me?
Oh, yes, I am. It's funny, yes. I can understand that because, I mean, it was almost like it looked exactly like me with, like you said, a mask on, or like my face was painted, and I was walking away.
Well, you know, this is, and I hear the sigh of relief of where you are, and I know you kind of have this sense like you feel like you're lost and not sure what to do next, but really you're in a good place because this is an opportunity for you to really tap into your authentic self. And some of the areas, although you know yourself very well, there's some areas about yourself that make you feel kind of uncomfortable. You have three spirit guides that are with you right now, and they are here to really help you step into that place of new beginnings. Because really, this, as you evolve yourself, is taking you into a place that you're not familiar with, that you don't know. And so this is more than ever, it's going to require you to trust yourself. One of the things, and I don't know if you've come across this or you started to work with this, but I have one of your spirit guides, and she is holding this huge amethyst crystal. And she said she has been just kind of getting at you so that you can get an amethyst crystal.
Amethyst, that's the purple, right?
Yes.
Amethyst purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have. Matter of fact, I was just thinking about that today because I started making clay. I started getting developing into clay more and building sculptures and stuff. And I wanted to start,
beautiful,
like, cooking. Yep, I have an amethyst crystal right here in my bag.
Okay, well, beautiful, because this is the main thing that your spirit guide, she looks like she is in her young 20s, kind of feisty, and oddly enough, she's lived here on the planet, and originally she is from California, so she likes the sunshine and to be outside.
Oh,
and what was that?
I said, oh, my gosh. I've always loved California. Like,
well, this your spirit guide is here, definitely showing up for you, and she's holding an amethyst crystal, and she said, really, where you are, some of your better communication is going to come through working with the energy of the amethyst crystal and tapping into that. So your spirit guide is definitely going to be there for you, but you're in a good place. You know, just keep moving past that dream. That dream is there just to remind you not to put the mask back on, because you're doing so well. And she is super excited. She is like running all over the place, holding up this amethyst. Like, ooh, we finna have fun. We about to get it in. We about to do this. She's excited. She's excited to connect with you. So you definitely want to make sure that you make that connection. You already know, like I told you, you guys are going to know, just like you said, you always had this connection with California, and this is where she's from.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one place I wanted to move to when I got out of the military, but I didn't. But I've always loved it. Always loved it.
Well, it's
awesome.
Never too late. It's never too late. Start working with your spirit guides. Recognize you're in a beautiful place. It's a place that you thought you have been, but you're really there now. And just celebrate the work you're doing on yourself every single day, being that new beginner and working with all of those skills, and work with your spirit guides, because she is just full of life, and she's young, and she loves living, and she says you need to have more fun. And she's here to help you with that, because beautiful.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, peace and love, and let me know how that goes, and I want to see some of those sculptures too, and let me know when you make contact with your spirit guide. So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love. You guys, see why I love so much working with spirit guides? This is not something you can look in a book and somebody tell you who your spirit guide is. It just doesn't work that way. So this is why, even though all of the pantheons and things that we work with, this is why this is so powerful, and it's so necessary for us to continue to evolve ourselves. I'm going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 207. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, Miss Blue. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Good night. Who's on the line, please?
This is Kellon. Kellon from Maine.
Okay. Greetings, Kellon from Maine.
Yeah, this, I want to give a shout out to everybody. And, well, I haven't spoken with my brother, Bala, for a minute now.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess he's pretty busy, but enough love to him, too, and to the family.
Yes, yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. Enjoying talking about spirit guides here tonight. Everybody sending you hearts in the chat room, too.
Enough love to everybody. Enough love. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd asked you recently, some time back, about my spirit guides, and I remember you had told me that I had four of them around. And I also remembered you gave a little description of one of them. And I was thinking back some years back. I remember, I think it was around 2000, maybe 2006.
Yeah.
I was in the Caribbean, in my home country, Grenada. Big up, Grenada.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. Was down there recently. It's really nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
and by the way, now that I look at it, that's one of those countries I didn't say the name. So big ups to Grenada.
Do you have listeners from Grenada?
I do, but here's the thing, and I am not going to lie to you guys at all. Esther's in the chat room going, hell yeah, we got listeners in Grenada. This is one of the things I'm going to tell you guys. Sometimes I see words, and I truly know that I'm not from any of the place on this planet. It's very difficult for me to say them. Sometimes when Miss Blue say them, it comes out in a whole nother way. So I leave them alone. So some of these countries you only hear when Esther hosts a show, because she's the linguistic, and she can tell you.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not gonna fool with their name, because it's looking like Grenada or something to me. I don't even know what it's looking like. So, and I'm not in my work mode. So when I'm in work mode, my left brain kicks on so much, but when I'm in my right hemisphere, these words look real crazy to me. I'm not going to lie to y'all. So anyway, go ahead with your story. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Good. I remembered around 2005, 2006, and I was really new in terms of I believe back then I was part of, I could say, a Rastafarian in a lot of this, my lifestyle in somewhat.
Yeah.
And I believed in a lot of certain things that the Rastafarian carried. It resonated mm-hmm. with me. But there was a time when I sort of saw an ad to do some meditation,
mm-hmm.
and that was the first, very very first time I really came into, I had an experience or an opportunity to go and actually take some meditation classes.
Mm.
So I met a woman. She was an Indian woman. But she was from Trinidad, and she was from, it was the Brahma Kumari. I don't know if you've heard about that organization.
No.
Brahma Kumari.
It means all and nothing at the same time. I'm sure they haven't heard of me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Go ahead. We're listening.
So it was just like a real unique experience that I had. It was supposed to be a class. It was put in the newspaper, and I ended up being the only person who attended that class.
Mm.
And the whole thing happened really quickly, but I became really bonded with that woman. She, those days I had my locks on, my dreadlocks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I took a few classes with her, and actually I got a really good experience of meditation. I experienced for the first time a very, very unique something that I would never forget. And it was funny that the woman, when I was just beginning to get into the experiences, like of the classes, I think I must have attended maybe three or four around there.
Okay.
And she had to leave, so she had to go back to Trinidad. And man, when she was going, I felt so sad. I was like, so I couldn't believe myself being so connected with her. It was just like a feeling that, you know, somebody really close to you and somebody leaving.
Yeah.
Now, I was thinking back recently when you told me and you gave the description of one of my my spirit guides, and based on what you told me, it appears that she resembled that description that you was given with me, because she wore that same what is it called, the head, the thing that covers her head and kind of sort of her face, and she wears that whole kind of you know, that kind of Indian clothes, the clothes that a lot of the Hindus wear.
Yeah,
and I thought about I was wondering, I wonder if that woman was you know,
a really good thing. Now, you said this happened back in 2005. Have you been in contact with her?
No, and I haven't. It's just like she left a few stuff with me, like a book to study. I studied it. I read it. And I didn't get any contact information for her. And I feel a little bit, wow, because today I really would have liked to have that opportunity to keep in touch with her.
Right.
You know?
Well, here's two things. The spirit guides that I'm talking about, these are the ones who have crossed over to the other side. And this was something I told you, last year, year before last or whenever, I don't remember when, because I do so many, so you'll have to help me. But it wasn't during the same time that you had this experience with this woman. And so it is quite possible, I don't want to sort of entertain the thought here now, that if this is the same person and you will be able to find this out, then that means that they have transcended themselves over to the other side, because the spirit guides that I'm talking about are not people in the physical. Even though they have all been on the planet Earth, they are definitely not still here in the physical. Now, some people may use that term. You understand what I'm saying, as this is my spirit guide. And I have no qualms about that, but this is why I did the show, because I want to be clear about how I am expressing to you a spirit guide. But here's what you can do. Begin to work with that energy, your spirit guide that I gave you. Don't try in your mind not too much to put the impression of who you spoke with. And you can ask your spirit guides if that is who she is. And she will tell you if she's made it to the other side there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. And I was just trying to put it together, because it was funny how you described that same kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And that person, in my experience back then, they're the one
right.
who brought that whole meditation thing
Well, I was going to say, I have had a few cases where a lot of times what will happen is people will say, Miss Blue, you gave me one of my spirit guides that have been working with me. And the spirit guide that you described to me is somebody who resembles this in this life. Now, they may carry some of the same energy as your spirit guides, but they're not going to be the same person, you understand? So she may carry this energy. The only reason I'm telling you this, of course, is what I'm picking up. So I want you, because you're a brother who can get very focused in a meditation, and that's a comfortable place for you when you sit down and focus your energy. So whether maybe you're sitting on this edge of your bed when you wake up or before you go to sleep, I want you to take that energy, and I want you to go and greet that spirit guide that I told you. Don't try to bring that energy in at first, but once you feel the presence and you have made that connection with your spirit guide, then simply ask her if she is the same woman. If she tells you yes, then you will know that she has evolved herself to a higher dimension. And you will have contact with her, and she can stay in contact with you. Yeah.
All right. So just one more thing. Is it too much?
No. I'm waiting on you.
Okay. All right. So, based on the energy that you pick up or you read around me, is there any particular type of crystals that? And one thing I've been meaning to ask you, is there a good, real good source where I can get crystals? Because I've heard you mentioned there are some crystals that are natural and they, you know, they're the natural, it seems like the natural is, the more natural crystals are better.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone or any place I can check out, you can refer me to buy me some crystals? And what crystal would you prefer to help me sort of keep that energy around me, that spiritual?
Here's what I would like for you to do. I really don't know any good online place that I have seen, but I will tell you this. I know nowadays that you can almost walk into any store and get your crystal. The only other recommendation that I would make at this time for getting you crystals and working with crystals, it's going to be a few places. One, the goddess Rainwater. Now, I know she's really, really busy, but she deals with crystals. She makes them in her dream catchers and all of her jewelry and everything that she's doing. So she's really, really in tune with the vibration and the frequencies of the crystals. So you could actually email the goddess Rainwater and, you know, tell her that if there's a particular crystal you're looking for and see if she can either get it for you, if she has it, or make a recommendation. That's one. The other thing is I would like for you to go into a crystal store because it is something about having that experience about going into the crystal store and really just sort of kind of walking around in the crystal store, seeing the loose crystals out and seeing which one is truly speaking to you. Crystals have changed their vibration and frequency. I'm going to give you a recommendation of the one that I want, but the main crystal that is sort of kind of standing out to me is the crystal of the sunstone. This is the crystal sunstone. Are you familiar with that?
Did you say sand or sun?
Sun, S-U-N. Sun, S-U-N. Stone, S-T-O-N-E. Sunstone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want you to get that particular crystal. And that particular crystal, let me tell you why it's unique. Because one, it's just one of the crystals that as you started asking me about it, it just, boop, it just popped up. It popped immediately up. That particular crystal popped up for you. So I want you to try to look at the sunstone. Here's the other thing. I want you to just go to the crystal. See what energy you can pull from it. The sunstone is a beautiful crystal, one because of the mines that it comes from, and the other thing is it because it harvests that energy of the sun. And you're a sun baby. You're a sun child, you know? You're definitely a sun child. When the sun is out, your energy is more vibrant. You're in a good place when you can connect with that energy of the sun. That just sort of opens up all the doors for you. So I want you to get you a sunstone and start to work with that. The other thing about the crystals now, because all of them have created new soul grids within them, sort of the ancestors or the souls that are in inside the sun. So we'll call them souls, different souls, different templates, energies that are inside the sun. They are all about opening yourself up to new experiences. They are all about nature. They are all about really harvesting the light, your internal light that is inside of you. But one of the best things that I've found with crystals is that anytime we read what someone else has wrote about a crystal, it is their experience. And crystals have unique patterns and frequencies inside of them. And so energetically, when I'm looking at you, I see the sun stone in you. So we also have crystals in us, and this crystal is coming up in you. So I want you to work with it, and then I want you to come back, tell us what you got from working with your crystal, because that's going to be very unique to you, that experience, and definitely you'll be one to share that experience so others can start to work with the sunstone more as well too. So that's the crystal I have for you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ms. Lou.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thank you so much for calling in. Let me know how the meditation goes. I want to hear when you make connection with her, and as well as working with the sunstone.
Okay. And big up to everybody who's listening. And Esther, love you all. Thank you. Have a good
love
night.
Love you too. Good night.
Bye-bye. Aww.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 860. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay. Greetings, Kay, from Connecticut. Look at them kits in there. Kay, Kit, Connecticut. I'm sorry. I had to do that, Kay. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
I was calling this evening in hopes of getting a little bit more clarity on how many spirit guides I had around me, and maybe what some of them might look like, and then also if there are any particular messages that any of them might be trying to get out to me that maybe they feel I'm not hearing.
Okay. Well, Kay, the total of spirit guides that you have with you is three. You have three spirit guides that with you. Incidentally enough, you have a man and a woman. Both of them are kind of coming up front for you. The woman is a little closer, and then the man is kind of there next to you. I'll tell you a little bit about the woman. She is, interesting energy. She is originally from North Carolina, from North Carolina. She's from North Carolina, somewhere near the coast where there's some water and mountains at. She's really excited about that. But one of the main things that she said, she's here to really kind of speak to you, and this has a lot to do with what's going on with you. She says she's all about love, and she's dressed in this beautiful sundress with flowers on it. She has a flower in her hair, and she's here to really kind of help you navigate yourself through love. Does that make sense?
I guess so. I mean, you know, love's something that I think about all the time. So I would say yes.
You had to guess. You think about it all the time, but you had to guess.
All the time. I'm known as the flower child in the family.
Okay. Well, hey, so you should know. This should be even more confirmation, because she got a damn flower in her hair, a beautiful sundress on, and she's just in love. That's the place that she's in, and she's really here to help you about understanding the higher knowings of love, and really to have that inspiration from within. That's one of your main spirit guides. There is a gentleman that is there with you too, and he's there standing there, kind of tall, brother, standing there, but he also really there to help you with patience, because this has been another challenge area for you is really in the area of patience. But both of them are here sort of whispering these two things with you and really helping you, because you're moving into this state where love is about to begin for you. So this is either the love you have evolving to the next level. This is the love even going deeper than where it is, or love starting this new love. But they are here for that.
Okay. All right. That actually kind of makes a little bit of sense.
I'm a little up in age, and so
the patience, that makes sense.
So you said it makes sense because what now?
As far as the aspect of love, maybe meaning, you know, love relationship-wise, I'm a little bit up in age and kind of running out of patience as far as, you know, meeting someone that is equally yoked. So that's,
yeah.
The patience is probably what I needed to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that you needed to hear about the love, too, because once you begin to connect with that love truly inside of yourself and not sort of that waiting love that exists outside of yourself, then the thing of patience, the lessons of patience will go away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The lessons of patience will go away. So those are your two spirit guides. I definitely would encourage you to really connect with them and really see what messages, because you've been getting them. You're already in contact with them. You know, you can definitely identify with your spirit guide that is sort of almost like you. She's a little younger than you and still, but she has the flower in her hair and the sundress, and she's all about love, which is what you're all about as well, too. So she is definitely there to support you in those situations of love as well. And the brother is there to really kind of help you with that code of patience. Patience, not with waiting on someone, because that's not what he's helping you with, but the patience to have with yourself to recognize that that love that you're looking for, that you're searching for, can only begin from within. That's how it truly starts to permeate itself out into the world.
Okay. All right, wonderful.
All right. Well, peace and love, and let us know how that goes. Beautiful.
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Peace and love.
All right. So, beautiful. I do want to take a question from the chat room. KT7 asks a good question. Do spirit guides come and go or stay around? Is it always the same amount of guides? Actually, an excellent question. I think I touched on this at the beginning. No, that can change for you depending on where you are in your path and journey and what you've decided for yourself in your life plan. I even gave some examples of when I've only had one particular spirit guide and then when I've had several that were working with me. And so all for very good reasons. So yeah, excellent question though. I think it was a great time to revisit that, KT7. So thank you for the question. All right, so we're going to keep going because it is tons of you guys on the chat line. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, greetings, Miss Blue. This is Toya, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay, greetings to you, Toya, from Connecticut.
My question to you is, is there any messages from my spirit guide that I am not getting?
That you're not getting?
Yes.
Toya said, I want to know what I'm not listening to. You telling everybody what they listening to. I want to know what I ain't hearing. Okay, well, beautiful, Toya. I think that's a beautiful question. You have a total of 9 spirit guides that are with you right now. And the main thing that they're telling me is that you're not listening to what they're telling you about your own personal health.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Talk to me about it.
Yes.
How does it make sense?
That really makes sense because I've been tired and fatigued.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. They like this gal ain't listening. We talking to her. She not listening. And incidentally enough, you have a brother who is your spirit guide. He is a beautiful, and I love this complexion, beautiful golden complexion. And I can tell by the way that he's dressed that he is from the Middle East, either Saudi Arabia or Iran or somewhere over in that particular region. He's 18 years old, so he's kind of young. And he said he's really been talking to you about really taking better care of your health and body, you know, and this is something I want you to take a look at, because what you're suffering from right now is your adrenals are racing out of control.
Okay.
So you have a lot of what we call adrenal fatigue, and this is where the body is in a constant state of fight or flight. Can you relate to that?
Oh, yes.
Definitely. Yeah. So a couple of things to begin to do is really to start listening to your body, because this is what he's saying, is that you need to start doing it. You need to start eating more live foods. You need to start really kind of making sure that you're listening to your body. And if your body tells you you're tired, then whatever needs to get done, you need to stop for a moment and take yourself a nap, a power nap throughout the day, whatever you need to do. I do want to see you take more baths, put yourself in some water and submerge yourself and really just start to give yourself that healing. Take your hands, both of your hands, and what you can do is rub them together, because you really have healer's energy. Have you been told that before?
No, I have not.
Yeah. So take your hands and rub them together. And I guarantee you they're going to get nice and hot. And what I want you to do is I want you to listen to your body and then take your hands and place them on body where your hands are leading you and really start to send that energy into your body. So this is a big part of what's wearing you down. Eat more live foods. You want to get yourself into eating more live foods. If you can, get into juicing. I know that can be kind of expensive, but if you got a Whole Foods near you or some store where they do live fruits, I want you to go in there and I want you to begin to start drinking those things and pulling them in there. The other thing I want you to do, and this is something that I had to give to someone else because of things going on for their body, but right now your spirit guides are telling me that this will work for you too. I want you to get you some distilled water. And the reason we're going to use distilled water, I have many reasons for using distilled water, but Dr. Yu also talked about the difference between distilled water and other water. And distilled water is really used because it has absolutely nothing in it. He was sharing this with us. And what I want you to do is take a cucumber, and I want you to chop it up, and I want you to put the cucumber inside that distilled water. Once you put that cucumber inside distilled water, I want you to get you some parsley. Now, the cool thing about parsley and many of our fruits and vegetables is that they literally talk to us. They carry an energetic frequency template just like we do. Wash your parsley off, lay it on the counter, take you a rolling pin or take you a plastic cup or glass cup. And we've done this before, like the triple goddess water that I've given out a couple of years ago. But what I want you to do is to roll that cup across the parsley, and you will hear the parsley release. You will hear it cracking, almost like the kraken, you know, like the opening of it. And just take a handful of it and put it inside the water. I want you to drink the cucumber, and I want you to drink the parsley water. That's going to do a couple of things for you. It really is going to help to move the energy through your body, because what's happening is you have certain blockages, and the blockages inside your body is where the energy is constantly spinning, going in a direction that's using up all of your energy. You understand? It's using up all of your energy. It's really going to help to flush out all of your organs, and it's also going to give them the nutrients that they need, and that distilled water is going to help to pull out those toxins that are in there, and it's going to allow those properties that are inside the cucumber and the parsley to come inside the body to really start the healing process. That's going to be one level. And then I want you to make sure that you make it a goal to at least eat one good live meal a day and start putting that in there. And just one a day. You don't have to do many, but I want you to do one a day. I definitely want you to do one a day. You know, make that a planned meal. And I want you to think about it. I literally want you to make it as if you're having a ceremony for yourself, and that is your time that you sit down and you begin to nurture your body. I also want you to start meditating. And you can do this meditation whether you're at work, whether you're at school, whether you're on the bus, whether you're traveling home, and you just sit quietly and focus on your breathing. Just say, I'm breathing in, and I'm breathing out. And I want you to take nice, deep breaths. These are cleansing breaths. And begin to do it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Yes. And that's going to get you back on. But that's what your spirit guides is saying. So go talk to him. He's an 18-year-old, gorgeous brother from the Middle East. And, yeah, he said he keep tapping you on the shoulder, telling you, you know, you need to take better care of yourself and your health. That's what you're not listening to. And, yeah, then they'll have lots of other goodies for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. And thank you so much for listening.
Peace and love.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code, it looks like 863. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Alicia from Florida.
Okay, greetings to you. Do you have us on speaker? We're kind of getting a little bit of feedback from you. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm on my headset.
Oh, okay. You're on your headset. Okay. All right. Well, greetings to you. What's good for you tonight and working with your spirit guides?
Okay. I just wanted to find out a little bit about them and what is it that I need to do to connect with them, because I've been trying, but I'm not making any progress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell me what you've been doing.
Well, I've been doing a lot of research online, trying to figure out different techniques. So I try through meditation, but it seems like it's really hard for me to meditate sometimes.
Mm. It seems like it's hard for you to meditate, so you haven't been able to connect with your spirit guides through meditation?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I have a lot of distractions in my home. And yes. So it's not allowing me to do that.
So what else do you have? Have you tried? What else have you tried?
I think through dreams, I meet a lot of people, but, I mean, I don't know exactly, you know, who they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I'll say, and I know we're getting ready to get close to the end of the show, and definitely the main thing is I'm gonna take us into, if we have enough time towards the end, where we can go in and really begin to meet our spirit guides, to go in and really do that. I will tell you this, you have a total of 9 spirit guides with you, but one of the main things that's going on with you right now is that it's a lot of energy and it's making it difficult for you to tap into that feminine side of yourself. So these things that you're talking about, a lot of them meditation, a lot of these things is a part. It's not the complete part, but it's a part of that, of tapping into that feminine side within yourself. So I want to take a look at something. Tell me about your relationship with your mother.
Yes, I was going to ask about that. I mean, I had a good relationship with her before. I mean, she's passed since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a lot of the things that I was starting to experience was a little bit after she passed away. But then it all came to, like, a halt.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
well,
like, I think I experienced a couple of times where someone was saying that my mom would like to speak to me, but at the time I wasn't, you know, in a good place. So I never did get to connect.
Yeah. Well, good thing for you, because your mother, you know, which is one of your ancestral gods, is who's by you, and she's the one telling me. And I want to talk to you about this because I know that this is kind of sensitive for you. And definitely I want you to know that your mother loves you very much. And she's very proud of you. And she's not upset with you. She's not upset with you. And okay. The other thing is, she's not upset with you, and I know you need to hear these words, so I'm going to say them here so that you can understand it right here. And that is, she's not upset with you for being angry with her for leaving.
Okay. Yeah, because I kind of felt like she should have given us, you know, the opportunity to say goodbye or, you know, to spend time with her if she actually knew what was going on.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, you know, that your mother is saying is that she could have told you guys what was going on and told you, but she really felt in her heart that it would be more traumatic for you if you knew. If you knew that would be even a bigger burden that you would carry for yourself. And so she knew that everything that you needed to be a very wonderful and successful, beautiful woman that you've grown into be, and all of the children growing up, that she's given you everything that you needed. But she wants you to know she's not upset at all for you being angry. And so I want you to hear me when I say this to you. This is what is actually blocking you being able to get in, because you're a very intuitive sister, and you have a lot of psychic powers that's inside of you. But it's because of this situation. I'm going to make a suggestion.
Okay.
And I know you're open to hear Miss Blue's suggestion. Mm-hmm. And I want you to work with your mother and communicating with her and really sort of kind of mapping that out. One of the things that your mother is telling me is that, okay, so who's getting ready to celebrate a birthday or just had a birthday?
I'm not sure. I think I probably have a nephew birthday in February.
Okay. Well, she's telling me about something where the family is going to be getting together. It looks like it hasn't happened, that the family is going to be getting together. The other thing is, she wants you to know that the more you mention her name, the more she lives on. And she also knows that you have the picture of her. She's talking about one of her favorite pictures of herself. You have that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I do.
Yes. So this is what spirits do. They come through and they verify different things about what's going on. And that's the main thing she's telling me. She also told me that out of all of the children, you kind of took this the hardest.
Yes, because I made sure I spoke to her every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said you took this the hardest, but she wants you to know she's not angry. She's excited. She's been watching you, all the beautiful things that you've done. Did you recently get a new job or change positions?
Well, I've been working at home probably for the last year or so, yes.
Okay.
As a customer service rep.
Okay, well, she's acknowledging the choices you've made in your life to improve yourself. The main thing that she wants you to do is really to make sure that you don't isolate yourself. And you tend to do that, particularly with the family. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So your mother doesn't want you to isolate yourself. She wants you to make sure that you are definitely, you know, still growing and nurturing yourself. But work with your mother because, you know, on some levels, your mother was kind of conscious on some levels, you know? Like, you know, she says you're helping her to understand some things, but she was conscious, you know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, your mother was conscious. And she said this is even what made her make the choice to not really let you guys know the degree of how things were going and what was happening. But she's in a better place. She's in a much better place. She's received her healing, and she definitely is in a better place where she can do for herself, feel well, take care of herself, and do the things that, you know, that she wants. But she sends love, and she is there. You want to know who keeps sitting on the edge of your bed when you're going to sleep? That's her.
Okay. Oh, I have one more question.
Yes.
Also about my nephew. One of my sister's sons passed away when he was 2. And I was just wondering how is he?
Okay, so your nephew who passed away when he was 2, I see that he went very quickly?
Yes, ma'am, he drowned.
Okay. All right, well, this will explain what I see. Yes, he's fine. Your nephew who passed away when he was 2, oddly enough, one of the things that happened is that is it your brother's child or sister's child?
My sister.
So was there a brother, his brother, or a brother that was there at the time of his passing?
I'm not sure. He has a brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was his brother there with the family? Was his brother with them?
Well, yeah, it's my sister, and she has 3 other kids, and they had moved to Louisiana, so I really don't know the whole story.
Okay.
But,
okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's telling me some things, but remember, he's 2 years old, so,
right.
You know, he's trying to tell, I don't know if it's his brother, your brother. Okay, so one of the main things is that he said, you know, he's fine. A lot of people are still playing the blame game with his death and his passing. But the truth is that his particular soul, at the time that he came back to Earth to do the things that he needed to do, it was his time to go. Now, here's the beautiful thing, though. He has reincarnated already, because this happened a couple of years ago. This happened a while ago.
Wow.
He's reincarnated, so he's doing fine. He's reincarnated, and the main thing that he's dealing with in this particular life is really helping people with their awareness of water, because he grew up, because I'm trying to think of how old he is now. It's kind of a strange situation with him. And I don't even know if I could get into this in this particular show, but let me try to explain this. He came back. A lot of times what happens is we make agreements with our soul group. And this particular soul group that he made an agreement with, you guys' his family, when he got to be 2, what happened when he was swimming? Because, see, when children are still very young, they can go to the other side and not come back. Like, they can do that. Like, with us, it's kind of, you know, we have to meditate, we have to do all this. But young children can go all the time. Babies can do it all the time. They can go back and forth in between, still kind of putting everything together as they want to be here on Earth. And what happened when he was swimming, he was having so much fun. He used that opportunity when he jumped in the water to go to the other side. And what happened is he just never came back into that body.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. So he didn't experience trauma from it. He just didn't come back. But what he did do is he decided that there was a 28-year-old male that was living in Florida and he decided to change, swap places with him and to come into that body. Again, complicated. I don't want to go too far into that, but I'm just telling you as I get it. So he has reincarnated himself and made an exchange into a different soul group in Florida.
Okay.
So he is fine. He's fine. He is fine.
Okay, that's good, because I can tell my sister, because I know she took it very hard.
Of course.
Yeah.
Dealing with someone transitioning, even though we know death, we never die, we continue to evolve ourselves, it is always very challenging. I don't care what the age, I don't care what the circumstances is. The truth of the matter is, this is how we all will evolve ourselves at this time. And regardless of how far humankind, we advance ourselves in our consciousness, the simple truth is there is really very few people who have ever been on the planet that can physically walk out of their bodies and say that it is time for them to evolve. And so usually this is what happens when we are ready to transcend to the next level or transcend ourselves. We either, the body becomes sick or damage, or either there's some sort of trauma to the body, either self-inflicted or happens by accident, because we just have not evolved our consciousness enough that we can get up and walk physically out of our bodies. So, you know, it's one of the greatest challenges that all of us will deal with here on the planet Earth, and one of our greatest and most traumatic lessons. So my heart goes out to you and to your family. And, you know, it is my intention that this just brings you sort of some peace and some, you know, bring you some joy, and to be able to know that he has continued on with his life and very much cherished the presence of being a part of your family soul group.
Okay, yes, I'm at peace now. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, sweetie. Peace and love. So get to working with your mama, set you up a little altar. You can go back and look in the archives. We have great shows that tell you how to work with ancestral energy and connect with your mom, and that's going to help you to open you up. Your spirit guides are waiting for you, but I want you to really kind of mend this love with your mother, because she loves you so much, and it certainly was not her intention to ever cause you any kind of grief or anything. And she's so proud of you, and she loves you so much. She loves all of her children and all of her family. She was a very loving woman, but she was also a woman with a lot of pride. And this is what she's trying to tell you. She doesn't want you to do that, you know? And that's what she did. She started to isolate herself from everyone because she knew it was about that time for her.
Okay, because I was wondering about that.
Yeah. All right. So peace and love to you. Let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Yeah. All right, you guys. We're going to continue. About 10 minutes left to go in the remix. Oh, my goodness. And look how many of you on the phone lines. This is insane. Like, for real. Like, I'm still scrolling down. Like, seriously? Wow. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Let's see. Is the clock right? We have 10 minutes till we go to the after hours. Is that correct? Wow. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one more caller, and then after I take the caller, what I'm going to do is we're going to do a live meditation, and I'm going to take you in so that you can meet your spirit guides, okay? Where's Esther at? Because I need some help. I need some help to pull this off, man. The universe is a big-ass place, and I got all of y'all spirit guides, everybody hovering all over me. So we're going to take one more caller, and then, there you are, Esther. We're going to take one more caller, and I'm going to scan the board because gosh, it's hundreds of you guys on this phone line, like seriously. So what do I do? Do I close my eyes and pick somebody? Do I let y'all in the chat room pick somebody? Like, I don't even know where to go. Close my eyes. Okay, so how about I do this? I'm going to pick. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to pick caller number 202. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to that caller, and here we go, caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm calling from New York. How you doing?
I'm great, Tiffany. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for the show. I love the show. I just sent you an email before the show. Want some info about my spirit guides. I hear this woman before I go off to sleep. She's usually yelling. Her voice is kind of like, you know, she's like to me, but, you know, very firm. And I'm not sure if that's me. In another dimension, is that my spirit guide? Is that an ancestor? Who is it, you know? I also, you know.
Okay, so, go ahead. Go ahead.
Just that there's another one, and I feel like it might be a male. I'm not sure. But the sound is, I don't know, the sound really kind of sounds like a computer, you know. I'm not sure, but it's the way that it's coming in. So, I don't know, sometimes it can be a little cold, but I can still make it out, and other times it's really clear, you know. So I just wanted to have some, you know, some clarification about, you know, how to connect with them and, anything.
Okay, yeah, beautiful. Well, one of the things I'll tell you is that definitely I can see where you're right on all cases when it comes to your spirit guides. I'll tell you right now, you have an archway open, and you have 10 of them in there. So with 10 spirit guides, that tells me that they're offering a lot of support for a lot of work you've done in on yourself and things that you've been through and in your life. So they are definitely there supporting you in a very big way. Now, as far as sometimes when we're falling off to sleep, can we hear our spirit guides? Of course we can. We can hear our ancestors, the gods and goddesses, but it really feels more to me that that particular space and what I've found and the work that I've done is a lot of times that is a reflection of yourself. It's kind of how you're leaving yourself before you get ready to go into the astral realm. So this is something that one of your spirit guides is standing forward. He's a gorgeous male. And one of the things I can tell you about him, and this may make sense to you, is that he used to work with computers, and he used to be a computer programmer. So when you were saying, I wrote down on my paper, when you were talking about hearing some sort of machine or whatever, that didn't seem odd to me because he works with computers. And oddly enough, that was something at one time you thought about doing. This is what I love about this so much, because your spirit guides will always give you confirmation. You guys will always know this is not just Miss Blue making shit out the blue. It is definitely divined, and you can feel it. So he's around you, but the main thing he's around you for is helping you withstand your ground. He's 37 years old, and he is gorgeous, baby. He is gorgeous. He told me he used to live in Maryland. one. And the brother is gorgeous. Built, used to work out. He said he's tried to get you to go to the gym and try to get yourself fit. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, it's true.
She said, oh, yeah, it's true. So I have to disagree with you, Tiffany. You have made contact with them. You're making some powerful contact, at least with this one particular brother, as one of your spirit guides, is that he definitely is there, and he's there with helping you sort of kind of stand your ground. This is why no matter what life deals you, you seem to pick yourself back up. And he said sometimes he's physically had to carry you home. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah, he said he physically sometimes had to pick you up and carry you home. And so this is why you got this strong, buff guy here. But he really wants to work with you this year on total holistic health, mind, body, and spirit. And so if you want to get into the gym, you said that you really begin to understand that, then definitely he's there to kind of give you that encouragement. All you have to do is ask him for help. We're going to do a meditation once we close out. So I want you to see if you can greet him there, because you have 10 of them. And when you do, what's important for everyone listening, give your spirit guide's name. They don't really care. They just want you to make sure that you can connect yourself with them. That's it. That's all they want to make sure. They just want to make sure that you can distinguish them from a god or a goddess, and you can distinguish them from all kinds of things. So my spirit guides, sometimes I call them, you know, special kind of names, you know. I got one of my spirit guides that I call him Sexy Chocolate. He knows that's who he is. He's Sexy Chocolate. So when he's talking to me, he don't care that I call him Sexy Chocolate. He doesn't care what name I call. And then, of course, I have other names for them and some of my other sister spirit guides I have with me that are with them, but they don't care. They just really want you to make that connection. And so, you know, this is the time for you to really celebrate your intuitiveness, Tiffany, because you know you have it. Sometimes it's just hard for you to identify that your spirit guides have been speaking to you. And this is what I tell you guys. It's so powerful. It has been for me, so I wanted to share this here tonight because this is something you can't find in the book. Nowhere in the book is this going to tell you your spirit guides carried you home and been telling your ass to get to the gym and work out, because that's going to help you with your stamina and really giving you the strength in your very difficult times. So that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. So good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I want you to definitely attempt to connect with him and others, because you have a whole pantheon of them. You have a gateway open. So this means that a lot of things that really isn't a part of you, that you've been trying to rid yourself and finally just kind of release from yourself, you can do it at this particular time. Hold the line, Tiffany, and come back and let me know how that goes, connecting with your spirit guides there.
Well, I definitely will. Thank you. Good night. Bless you.
All right. Good night and bless you. Hold the line. All right, you guys. We have about 52 seconds. You better get yourself on the phone lines, 646-652-2711, and press 1 when you get on the phone lines. I'm going to take all of you to a place so that you can connect with your spirit guides. We're going to be doing it live right here. So it doesn't matter when you listen to the show, you can always come back and do it. Don't forget to email me if you want to find out about the love workshop and you're interested in it. That's going to be happening on the 22nd. Myself and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. If you're self-invested, which you should be, that's going to be our gift to you. Don't forget to download. Much love. Love, warm spirit, and love to all of you guys out there. You know what to do. If you're not going to be joining us, if you like it, like it. If you love it all over the world. Spread the word and keep working with your spirit guides. All right. We are officially in the after hours, and we're going to be getting it in. It's quite a few hundred of you guys on the phone lines that are on the phone lines and listening out there through many different devices. So this is going to be really, really good. I had Esther kind of help me here, so let me see what Esther came up with. Where are you at, Esther? Can you press 1 for me? Esther's like, Miss Blue, for real? Okay, so if you can press one, it's okay, Esther. I know you're on the phone line. That's all right.
Or but I can just do that. I'm right here.
Ooh, she spooked me, y'all. I thought my spirit guide was coming too. I forgot about that. Too nice. Oh, too beautiful. Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask Esther to really kind of help me with this because I'm going to be taking a lot of you guys through, so I'm really going to have to focus on this. And so here's what we're going to do. I want you to just kind of get yourself in a comfortable position and, you know, just somewhere where you can sit up straight and, you know, just kind of be comfortable. If you're sitting in a chair, I want your back to be up straight. Nice and straight, and you know, don't have anything crossed. Like, don't cross your feet, don't cross your arms. You know, sit in a chair, kind of like you know, our ancient ancestors in Kemet did. You know, when you look at the statues, how straight they're sitting up, the women and men. That's how I want you guys to position yourself, like a pharaoh, or a princess, or a queen. I want you to sit up like you are in your throne, sitting in that place. Now, here's what we're going to do. You know. You know what? You know what? Y'all never cease to amaze me. I love you guys. Y'all are sending emails and just all kinds of stuff is going on over here. Okay, so here we go, you guys. This is what we're going to get ready to do. I'm getting ready to take you. We are going, and this is something that me and Esther often do a lot of times, and we take a look at different places. You know, we go to different cities, and we look at different places. I don't know how many of you have been to hold on, because I think this is where they want me to take you guys. So just give me a moment. While I'm doing all of that, Esther's just going to kind of get y'all in a good mode, tell y'all about how to download, how to do all that good stuff, okay?
All right. Yes, everyone, make sure that you go back and download all of the shows on blogtalk.com/theremix. All of the shows are available there. Also on iTunes, you can subscribe and have them automatically downloaded to your PC or your iPod or your iPhone or whatever wonderful device you use to listen to the show. So make sure you do that. And, Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday. Okay. All right, so I know exactly. I just kind of had to have a conversation with all of your spirit guides, and I wanted to know, like, you know, where they wanted me to take you guys and if they were clear on that, because, you know, they wasn't really clear. You know, some people was fighting. Oddly enough, a lot of people were fighting. I shouldn't say fighting. They don't want me to use that word. They definitely don't want me to use that word. But they were kind of struggling about where they wanted me to bring you guys. A lot of people wanted it to be in South Carolina. A lot of people wanted it to be in Louisiana. A lot of people wanted it to be on the East Coast. And a lot of people wanted it to be, you know, over in on Africa, in the continent of Africa. And a lot of people wanted it to be somewhere in the islands. And even a lot of people wanted it to be just in Europe. And actually Brazil was one of those places. But we decided on a place. that they would all go. So they're all going there, and they're very familiar with this place, and, you know, they're good with it. They're good with it. They're good with this place. So where we're going to be going is we're going to be going to Grand Central Station in New York. And they have all agreed that this is a place that everybody can find something they need. And the reason they told me about Grand Central Station in New York is because this Grand Central Station, the terminal, the one that's located on 89th, you know, I think 89th and 42nd Street in New York, the reason they told me about this is because this was the place that every single immigrant on the planet has crossed through the terminal. So the energy is there. The energy is there. So throughout the time from the history of Grand Central Station, they all can be able to find their way there. This is why this place is so famous, is because immigrants, a lot of them, when they were coming in through the port of the city, they come in through New York. And once Grand Central Station was built, it also has a metaphysical meaning. And it was built back in the early 1800s. And a lot of immigrants participated, or what we are calling immigrants, participated in building and cultivating the energy there. Now, a lot of you are saying Grand Central Station has a lot of chaos energy. No, it doesn't. It depends on how low your frequency is, what you're going to pick up there. Because Grand Central Station also has beautiful, charging life force energy that really raises the frequency. And some of the most greatest inventions, creative business ideas, doctors have told stories about how they had to go into surgery, and right before they went through Grand Central Station, that they got the understanding of what was going to happen to them. A lot of the architectural technology, a lot of things comes out of Grand Central Station. So whether or not you guys agree, I'm not really listening to y'all. I'm listening to your spirit guides, who y'all want to connect with. And this is where they said they want to go. So this is where we're going. We're going to Grand Central Station. So we're going to Grand Central Station, and I want you guys to be able to walk around, to look around inside of there, because you're going to see what appears to be people there. But this is where you'll have an opportunity to meet your spirit guide. It's going to be so many people walking around. They're going to be walking around, and they will call you by your name. So they will come up and say, excuse me, Blue, are you Blue? You know how when you see them in Grand Central Station and they're picking up people and they're holding up signs because they have the limousines and the cars and stuff outside where they're looking for you? Well, this is how your spirit guides are going to be. So is it going to be a lot going on? Hell yeah, it's almost 3 million remix listeners. So it's a whole lot of spirit guides in there. But this is where you guys are actually going to go so you can connect with your spirit guides. And so you may run into one. Some of you may be clumped together in a group and have tons of y'all asses over there. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay. So there you go. So don't worry. They will come looking for you. They're going to come look for you. So that's the beauty of it. They're going to come looking for you. And so I want you guys to just get yourself in a nice, comfortable position, feet planted flat on the ground. As we get ready to start, take a couple of deep breaths, nice and slow, and just close your eyes and begin to just breathe in and out nice and slow. Now, as you begin to breathe in nice and slow, I want you to begin to just focus on your breathing. And as you focus on your breathing, I want you to begin to just kind of feel the energy pulling inside of you. That's it. In and out, you're breathing, just relaxing yourself. So now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to start walking down the street. You're in New York City and you're walking down the street and you're making your way to Grand Central Station. That's where you're going. You're walking down the street. That's it. And as you continue to walk down the street, you're coming upon the building. You see the opening of Grand Central Station. You can go in from any of the entrance ways that you choose to go in. That's it. Now, as you begin to come into Grand Central Station, you see all of the stores that are there. You see the shopping area. And I want you to begin to go right into the center of Grand Central Station. Right there. That's it. As you come in the center, you see a big, huge gold clock that is right in the center. You see the marble-like floors, and you see the clock. I want you to walk into the center. You see tons of people walking all around. This is where they are. I want you to go as close to the clock as you can. It's a golden clock. You can even sit down. There's benches on the side. If you want to wait and wait for someone, your spirit guides, to come up to you, you can certainly do that. If you see someone that looks interesting to you, that perhaps you feel you know, because you will have a sense of inner knowing, I want you to walk over to the person and let them know who you are. They will confirm to you if they're your spirit guide or not. So that's it. You're free to explore. Keep walking around. A lot of your spirit guides are here and they are looking for you. They are so excited. It's so much energy in the place, you can see it. You're walking around. Oh, look, you've just met one of your spirit guides. Congratulations. As soon as you make contact, begin to talk, begin to share, begin to find out things. Give them a name or ask them what their name is. Just continue to walk around, or you can sit at the clock and you can begin to wait for your spirit guides. But you must be on the lookout for your spirit guide to hold your name up looking for you. I see so many of you finding your spirit guides as you walk, and you can even walk down and walk down by where the museum is, or you can walk down where the stores are or the restaurants, anywhere you want to go in Grand Central Station. Know your spirit guides are going to be hanging out around the center where the clock is there. Excellent. Keep walking. Keep meeting your spirit guides. They are so excited to make this connection with you and to connect with you here. It is so many spirit guides that are here. There are thousands of people filling this space, and your spirit guides are here looking for you. You will find one at least, if not more, of your spirit guides. Excellent. That's it. You can go over there. You can talk to her. You can talk to him. Yes, they are all there, from men, from women, from all over the world, all over the planet, children. All of your spirit guides are there. They are all in this place, and they are all here for you. Excellent. That's it. Make your contact. Make your contact with your spirit guides. That's it. You're in Grand Central Station, and your spirit guides are all there with you. All right, you guys. How cool was that? You got a chance to meet with your spirit guides in Grand Central Station. Oh, wow. I'll give you a moment to kind of bring yourself back and just kind of be in that space. I want to see, you guys, how many people made contact? How many of your spirit guides were you able to connect with? Were you able to see and to just connect with? If you're in the chat room, you can put it in the chat room. I know so many of you are on the phone lines. You can press 1 if you want to share and tell us about it. I see in the chat room, so people are saying, I made contact with 1, I made contact with 3, I made contact with a couple of them. Some of you are saying, amazing, I made contact with lots of them. So how many of your spirit guides, another 1 you made contact with, your spirit guides, you were able to go there and just beautiful. Chastity is saying 3 she made contact with. I want you guys, I see you guys, some of you already had your hands pressed and you're pressing 1 and it's actually taking you off hold. So what I want you to do is press 1 again so you can put yourself back on hold so we can find you. Let's see here. Griffin said he believes he made contact with 2. Wow, you guys, beautiful. Beautiful. And so we're talking about your spirit guides, not your animal totems, but your spirit guides. And it's quite possible that you had an animal totem with you and they followed you in there when you went into Grand Central Station and sat themselves down. But we're talking about your spirit guides and not your totems would be your animal spirit guides. So some of you had your totems, your animal spirit guides follow you in there. Oh, Fetty said one of them came up to me and had my name. Wow. She said it was like a family reunion for her up in there. Beautiful. We want to hear these stories. So we're going to go to the phone lines and see. So definitely, Happy said her spirit guide was holding up a sign that said, Happy over here. Sheena said she met a baby as one of her spirit guides. Oh, wow. This is beautiful, beautiful. And Wanda said that she met 2. One of them was from Rome. Chastity said she met a little girl. Oh, this is so beautiful. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. Let's see. Another brother with locks. Okay, let's go to calling in from area code 301. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Yes, I'm talking to you.
Oh, hello, Miss Blue. This is Bonnie.
Okay, greetings to you, Bonnie.
Yes, greetings,
yeah. Well, Bonnie, before we get started, I definitely want to make sure that we send some love to Esther for putting that energetic vibe in there for us. Thank you so much for that, Esther. Always a joy to have you right here as well. Thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you, Miss Blue.
All right. Okay, so Bonnie, share with us, were you able to connect with your spirit guides? Tell us how many.
Yes, Miss Blue. No, Miss Blue, I was a naughty girl.
I don't get it, because I want,
I was,
what do you mean?
I was a naughty girl. I was in the chat room chatting.
Oh, okay. So what did you press 1 for, Bonnie? I know you just probably got excited. What did you press 1 for?
Pressed 1, Miss Blue, because I had pressed 1, and then I pressed 1 to unpress 1, and then you said some of you unpressed 1 to press 1 again. So I said, it'll just be my good great fortune that Miss Blue will call on me.
Well, yes, I did, but hold the line since I want to get those people who did do it and did and wanted to connect with their spirit guide. So that's certainly fine, Bunny. You know, I'm glad you're just having a great time at the show tonight. So hold the line.
All right, thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller, and I believe this is someone who did press 617. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue?
Yes. Greetings.
Greetings, Miss Blue. My name is Sue Luke, and I'm calling from Boston.
Okay. Greetings.
Okay. I've been trying to basically get in touch with spirit guides or ancestors or really any kind of guidance I could get. And I was just wondering if you could let me know if there's anything I need to know or any messages that are there for me.
Yeah. Have you been listening to the show?
Yes, I have.
Of course you have, because we're in the after hours. Did you go ahead and do the meditation, the spirit quest we just did?
I did.
Okay.
And
were you able to connect?
Not even close.
Well, that's okay. What were you able to do? Were you able to follow along? Did you want to follow along?
Badly, I think. I mean, I think I badly wanted to. I was doing my best to do so, and I kind of saw Grand Central, but even that was difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes that does happen, and sometimes it may not connect. This is what I would tell you, that the main thing I'm picking up from you right now is that you're really trying to force this to happen. And this is really about being in that space of just pure honesty and love. And that's how you're going to be able to open yourself up. There really is no other way to get in. It really isn't. It's about sitting in that place of just love and honesty with yourself and just being relaxed in that place. One of the things I think is so beautiful of how we really have designed this planet Earth, it's a lot of things that we can say about this dimension, but when it comes to us connecting and really moving ourselves into other dimensions and doing that, any mystic, any occultist, or any of our spiritual teachers will tell you, this is something that Brother Bobby Hemmett always speaks about and still continuously speaks about, that you only can get in through the heart. That's it. The mind cannot take you there. The heart. And that's why I always say love is the only thing that is real. So what I would encourage you to do is just sit in that place of love. I want you to go back and maybe download this show and listen from the very beginning. It's going to give you a lot of things to really kind of get a good understanding and really just relax yourself and know that all of this will come when you need to know it, exactly when you're ready to just be open to accept that reality of love and honesty within yourself. That's going to help to open you up. And then go back and do the meditation again, and I guarantee you, you'll be able to make that connection in such a divine way.
Okay.
All right. So hold the line for me, because I do want to talk to the people. They're so excited. They're jumping up and down that have connected with their spirit guides and allowing them an opportunity to share. So please hold the line. Peace and love. Peace and love. Beautiful. So let's go to the next person calling in from 415. 415.
Hi, Miss Blue. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Fetty from Denver.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Fetty. Tell us about, were you able to connect with your spirit guides?
Yes, I was. Uh-huh. Yeah, one came up to me right away, and they didn't say their name, but, you know, they were there, so I knew they were for me, you know.
Right.
And then I saw, like, a lot of them had, like, posters with my name on it. You know, and I said, oh, that's neat. But it was a lot of them. It's like a group of them. You know, not all of them had posters, but like four or five, and the rest of them were just grouped together like a reunion. That's what I was thinking. Oh. I thought it was nice.
Yes, that is so powerful, Fetty. I am so excited for you. So how did it feel to connect with them?
Well, it felt really comfortable. I wasn't uncomfortable. You know,
right.
I just wonder, how can I well, when I meditate, how can I get to them?
Well, one of the ways you can get to them is in meditation, but the beautiful thing is you've made the connection now. So hold those images of what you've seen and just give them a name. That's what they're looking for. For you two, you don't have to work with all of them, but to give them a name and whatever you decide to call them and say, hey, your name is going to be Charles or your name is going to be Carol or whatever you decide to call them. So, and they will distinctively know that you are referring to them. And you can say, I met you in Grand Central Station. I am open to really hearing more messages and connecting with you. And they will continuously step themselves forward in your everyday life. And you don't always have to connect with them through meditation. They will communicate with you. Yes.
Okay, so I should just do breathing, right? I can do breathing, deep breathing, and then just think about them.
Yeah, if you want to breathe, but the beautiful thing is you've made the connection now. So now all you have to do, it's already been solidified. That's like you meeting me. And then the next thing, you wouldn't be saying, so how do I meet Miss Blue again? How do I find her? Do I go to the remix? You can go back to Grand Central Station if you need to put a stronger template there. But once you connect with them, you could just give them a name. You can tell them to show up in your dreams. You can tell them to speak to you in the morning. You can really communicate with them like you're communicating with me.
Okay. Oh, right. Oh, thank you.
Isn't
so
that
much.
Cool? Yes,
yeah,
that is beautiful.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Fetty. Hold the line. Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We're going to go to the next person. Calling in from 334, you're live in the remix. Tell us about your spirit guide you met and who's on the line and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Sheena calling from Montgomery.
Okay. Greetings, Sheena.
Hi, girl. Greetings. It was such an amazing meditation. A vision quest. The first spirit guide that I met was a Native American woman. And she had something wrapped around her. And her energy was just so peaceful and loving. And I didn't want to let her go. Like, I grabbed her hands, and she didn't say anything, so I just said, I'm going to call you Mary. And then she just looked at me, and then I walked away, and then there was a baby, and I picked up the baby and carried the baby, and then I carried the baby to, like, a group of other spirit guys, and it was a man. He was really tall, and they just all got around me, and I felt so empowered, and they were just like, you can do it. And so that was it. But
that is too cool. That is beautiful. I would love to hear you guys' stories, to send me emails about you connecting with your spirit guides and more, because I know it's so many of you on the phone lines, we may not get to all of you. But thank you so much for sharing that. That is so powerful. Wow. That's cool. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Hold the line. That was beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. I want to see who else. I'm just going to kind of jump around because I don't know, you know, where you guys are. We pressed one. We didn't press one. Let's see. 469, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and your spirit guides that you connected with.
Hi, can you hear me? Well,
Yes, I can. Who's on the line, please?
This is Shay from L.A.
Okay, greetings, Shay from L.A. Tell us about your spirit guide you connected with.
Okay, so I went downstairs in the station, but I went straight to the clock, and I just stood there because I was nervous to see everyone because I knew it was going to be a lot. So I was like, oh, my gosh, which way should I turn first? So I turned to the left, my thumb actually twitched. So I turned to the left, and I see this black guy with an afro. So he was very artsy. And he came to my dream before, but I didn't name him. So I was like, okay, where should I go next? Because I was so excited. And I saw a lot of people in the station, but I went upstairs to go outside.
Okay.
And when I went outside, I see a lot of people just smiling and just looking like, okay, it's like, pick me. And then when you said kids are there too. And when you say kids, the little boy, he just came and just smiled at me. And I was like, oh, my God. And that's pretty much, like, I got out of the, you know, the meditation then. But that little boy reminded me of a dream that I had, because he was actually arguing with his mother. And I told him, I was like, you can't argue with your mother. What if she's not there, you know, to tell you how to, you know, live your life? So just be cool with her. And I think that's why he came out, like, hi. Guess because he was much better. And that reminded me, because my neighbor downstairs, she has a little boy. I think they're Indian. And they're always, like, arguing, and he's always slamming the doors and everything. And I went downstairs, like, last week just to tell him, you know, like, you should obey your mother. So I was just smiling, because it was just great to see everybody just standing there. So I didn't really give nobody a name. I was like, hi, just in shock. But it was great.
Well, that's beautiful. Definitely make that connection, be there, because your spirit guides really have beautiful lessons to help you with when it comes to joy and harmony, and you've already connected with them. And give that brother with an afro a name. Call him Tyrone or somebody.
I call him 3000.
Oh, you got to call him 3000?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, definitely let me know how that goes. That is amazing. I love that. Hold the line.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, that's beautiful, 3,000. All right, let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 617. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 617? Okay, 617, we can't hear you, so we're going to come back to 617. We'll go to the caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line? Please tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Crystal. I'm calling from Cleveland.
Okay.
And I did do the meditation, and one of the people that I met, or one of the guys that I met, was a man, and he was very, very tall. He was older. He was old, and then he became young again, and he kept switching back and forth.
Interesting. Beautiful. Uh-huh.
And then I met a lady, and the lady, she was it was a black lady. And she had a round face, but she had her arms up very high, and I met a man. He seemed like he was from South America, and he had kind of an authoritative presence or energy.
Oh, wow. So you met three of your spirit guides. How cool is that?
Yes. And I got stuck on the first one because I kept noticing that he was flashing from being an old person to a young person.
Well, you know, when spirit guides usually do that, what I have noticed that when they do that, and that's probably just going to be in your introduction, it's somebody who's been with you very early in your life, and now they're still with you. So I guarantee you, after you start to work with that energy from your spirit guide, you're going to get reminders, and they'll be able, because often people will tell me, well, my spirit guide, I remember when I was 7, or when I was very young, you know, and there was this brother, and he was in his late 70s, and his spirit guide had been with you, because they stay with you throughout your whole incarnation. He could remember instances of when his spirit guide connected with him when he was very young. And so sometimes when you first meet them and they're doing that, showing you young and showing you old, they're letting you know, I have been sending a lot of messages to you for quite a while.
That's interesting, because every time I remember getting a message, it has been in a male voice.
Yeah.
And he was the first one that I met. Mm-hmm.
And that was the first one. My main spirit guide is a male, too, that has been with me very early in my life as well, too. But that's what they usually do. Sometimes they'll do things. Sometimes they'll change their clothing. People will say, well, I see my spirit guide. They was dressed, and then all of a sudden they was in another outfit, like they was in the 50s, and then they turned to the 60s and, you know, do this. But that's their way and your way of letting you know that they've been with you for a long time. So I can't wait to hear once you connect with them and give them a name. I guarantee you you're going to see stories and go way back in your mind and remember how this spirit guide has been with you for quite a while. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm
very
going
powerful.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. Just so much, you guys. Spirit guides, it's a beautiful thing, like I said, to keep you grounded, keep you in that place of harmony, and just to keep you there. I don't want the show to kind of close out on us. I know we're having so much fun here tonight, and it's so many of you guys still on the phone lines, but we are going to close out right here. Here's what I want you guys to do, because I want to hear all of your stories about Grand Central Station. Email me at questionforblue@gmail.com and let me know if you met your spirit guide. Some of you met a whole group and it was like a family reunion, like Fetty was saying, and some of you other ones are saying. And some of you met one, some of you met three, some of you met four or five, some met children. You met people from other parts of the world and different, you know, other parts of the world. And you met men, you met women, you met all kinds of things, and you did this in Grand Central Station. So definitely send me an email, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com, and we'll read them. We'll have a show, and we'll go back because we'll revisit this about spirit guides, and we'll get a chance to share that and read what you guys came up with in your spirit guides that you connected with. You just want to connect your spirit guides, give them a name. Go back and download the show. You know, do the spirit quest again. All of you magic makers, tap into that energy and, you know, keep working with your spirit guides. I mean, they are here with you through this whole incarnation, and they're really here to help you become more multisensory and to channel that energy and to begin to focus more on you for your evolution and your growth. I wish you guys nothing but peace and love. It's been a great share on Sunday night. Peace and love to you guys out there. Until we meet again next week, live in the remix, Sunday night. Don't forget, send the email about the love workshop. I want to hear from you. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Download, download, download. And see you guys next week in the remix. Peace and love.